A season that started back in August comes to an end this November morning in Lincoln, Nebraska, at Memorial Stadium, the home of the Huskers, the home of the high school football state championships. It's a goal, and for some, a dream, that set back at the beginning stages of the football season, and now these teams are just 48 minutes away from that dream becoming a reality. It's state championship football on the Breeze, 94.5. It's been since the late 80s since the Sutton Mustangs have been in Lincoln, Nebraska playing for the state championship. But after a Cinderella season of sorts and a number one seed in the state playoffs, the Sutton Mustangs have returned. For the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, it took overtime to get back to Lincoln, but they are back defending their crown. The Monarchs feature a trio of running backs that will be going up against the Sutton defense. And speaking of defense, Aquinas has a good one, allowing under 10 points a game. But they'll be going up against an offense that has exploded this postseason, thanks in part to their star under center, Cole Wiseman. It's the Sutton Mustangs, the Aquinas Monarchs, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go live to Memorial Stadium for the C2 State Championship.
And good morning, everyone, from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with Larry Baker as we are ready to get our state football championship underway day two. It is the final day of the fall sports season with three more state champions to be crowned, up first in C2 as the Sutton Mustangs take on Aquinas, then in C1 as Norfolk Catholic takes on Boone Central Newman Grove, and tonight in B, Omaha Gross takes on Norris. Every game can be heard on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 along with our friends this morning, the Sutton Aquinas game here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Our web address is PlatteRiverPreps.com. And today you look at an Aquinas team that has a lot of tradition. They have five state championships and two runner-up finishes, but one trip to the state finals since 1997, Larry, and that was last year when they defeated Kearney Catholic in the state championship game.
Yeah, this is a team, a coaching staff that does have a lot of tradition, had a little bit of a dry spell, if you can call it that, for them, but came back last year with a vengeance, beat an incredibly tough Kearney Catholic team. And really, they bring back the same type of a core in this year's team. And this year's team really hasn't been tested, Doug. I mean, they've had a couple of games that were tough. You know, the Archbishop Bergen game early in the year was 19-7. But outside of that, they score at will, doing it old-school-wise out of a double wing with a fullback. And they just do not surrender points.
And that's different than what Sutton does. Both teams want to run the ball. It's just a little bit different the way they do it.
Yeah, Sutton's going to line up under the eye. They're going to run a ton of inside veer, a little bit of midline, but mostly inside-outside veer. And it's all going to go through the hands of number three, Cole Wiseman. He is an incredible quarterback. He's got a great, great burst. And it's going to go through them. They're both going to want to run the ball, but they are doing it just a little different ways.
A lot of things will depend on what happens in the first quarter. Last year, Aquinas didn't get off to a great start of the first quarter. Kearney Catholic, in fact, marched the ball down the field, and had they not fumbled it on the opening possession, would have taken the lead in the red zone is where they fumbled that ball, and Aquinas turned it around and then went on to win the football game. I think the key today is Sutton's got to survive the first quarter. They're used to getting off to pretty good starts, not being behind. They're the new kids. There's going to be some nerves there. Most of these Aquinas kids this year are back from last year's football team.
And you just touched on it. This is a situation where Aquinas, at the start of this season, expected to play Thanksgiving week. They knew that that's what the season was about. Then you take a look at Sutton, and it was a dream. You know, they, of course, they expected to go undefeated, and we've heard Coach Tramer talk about those things, but it was a dream to play in Lincoln the week of Thanksgiving for Sutton. It was an expectation for David City Aquinas, and I think one of the differences is Sutton's really rolled this year, and they've taken care of business all the way along the line. But you see what it took for Aquinas to get here, Doug. That game last week with Lutheran High Northeast, whom they played last year in the state semis, that thing has a crazy, wild finish. And David City Aquinas finds a way to win that game. And I think it's that experience that you're talking about.
Well, we're going to hear from both of the coaches, Ron Mimick of Aquinas, Steve Raymer of Sutton. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln here on the Breeze 94.5 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll be back to hear from the coaches right after this timeout.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome to State Championship Football here on the Breeze 94.5. Tyson Nevronic with you. It is the Newtek Seed pregame show. Next on tap here on the Breeze 94.5, we have the Class C2 State Championship featuring the Sutton Mustangs and the Aquinas Monarchs. And joining us here to get the Sutton perspective is the head coach for the Sutton Mustangs, Steve Raymer. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Coach, let's talk about your Sutton Mustangs. A very impressive win there in the semifinals against Donovan Trumbull, a team that you had to see twice. Donovan Trumbull, of course, with a great offense. So obviously, a good performance from your defense last week.
You know, we've had a lot of good luck this year, and not just good luck, but you know, great kids. We're concentrating on stopping the run and making teams one dimensional. And I just think they did their job that night, and it paid off for us.
Talking a little bit about your quarterback play, Cole Wiseman, he had another impressive performance, and not only has he stepped it up all season, but really in the playoffs, we're hearing his name and mentioned quite a bit more. He's really had a good playoff run for you guys.
He has. I mean, he's played really well. He's extremely quick. Just good knowledge for the game, reads our option really well, and teams will bottle him up for a little while, but his speed is eventually he's going to break one free here and there, and along the process, he's going to lower his head and get some hard yards and then break a couple and keep us in the ball games.
Talk maybe just a little bit as we're continuing to focus on your game last week in the semifinals. Kind of another close game. You had a close game earlier this season against him, against Donovan Trumbull. It's 14-12 at halftime, Coach. What adjustments did you make to come away and pull out in the second half?
We thought we'd miss some big opportunities in the first half, both offensively and defensively. Let them get away with a couple missed tackles. And at that point, there wasn't a turnover in the game. We knew we had to at least try to create one, and we did create a turnover. We got some good stops on third down, and then we took a little more advantage of the opportunity they were giving us on through the passing game on the offensive side of the ball. So, it's just a matter of, and I think we're a really physical ball club too. We tackle hard, and I know everybody preaches that, but we really get after it for four quarters. So, getting that fourth quarter after us pounding on your running back and coming hard after your O-line and everything, it just kind of wears on teams, and fourth quarter's been a good quarter for us all year.
Let's sort of just put this season really in perspective, Coach. An undefeated season for your Sutton Mustangs. You're playing in your first championship game since 1989. What's the atmosphere been like there at Sutton this week?
Oh, everybody's fired up. Community's fired up. Everybody's ready to go. And, most people didn't expect this team to, have this kind of success. But we kind of knew as coaching staff coming in that it was a good, hardworking group and a good team group. And we knew that... That if we kept things together, that we were going to have a good success. And the big thing for us is we've been injury free all year.
And talking about putting some of those things together, there was a couple key games really kind of along the season where you started to think that maybe this Sutton team had enough to get not only to the state playoffs but make a little state playoff run. Really kind of over going past expectations. Is that kind of the mantra that your team has had this year?
I don't know. This team's really been focused. This team's a great, this team's had one goal. Our goal was to go 13-0, and then we knew to focus on that goal. We focused on the opponent ahead of us, and they just did a great job of just, concentrating on one game at a time.
Well, here your matchup today, the C2 State Championship, pit you against the Aquinas Monarchs, the defending state champions. Talk about this ball club. I understand that they have a lot of good running backs as well.
Oh, they do. They're real diverse. They're going to run the football. Just who are they going to give it to? Their fullback's a big kid and a hard runner. They got two wing backs that are great runners, and they can bring two or three guys off the bench and run at you too. So, we got to keep pounding on them. We got to make them drive the football. At the same time, we have to drive the football and shorten this game up so we can get that score around 28-21. And either we're on the side of that where we're trying to go in for a score for a game-winning touchdown, or we're trying to get a stop prevent them from having a game-winning touchdown. And, if we can put ourselves in that position in that fourth quarter, that's the most we can ask for, a chance to win a state title.
When they are a team that has multiple backs, and when you're facing a team that has multiple backs that they use, is it how do you game plan for that defensively? Is it kind of the same as if they're just going to one back, you just got to follow the football? Talk about game planning for a team like this.
you know, on defense, we just have to be fundamentally sound. Everybody has their assignment, their job. Your middles are watching your fullback. Your outsides are watching the wingbacks. And everybody's got to do their job every play. Don't try to help the other guy out. Trust your teammates to do your job. And if they're starting to run the middle on us, we'll make some adjustments on defense with our D linemen to help that out. But everybody else, stay in your lane and stay in your job, and because they're coming to you eventually. And when they do, you got to step it up and get it done.
Sutton picked up the number one seed here in the C2 state playoffs. They are 12-0, facing the Aquinas Monarchs this morning here on the Breeze 94.5. It's the C2 state title. Coach, let's give us those keys to the game that your Sutton Mustangs will be 13-0 at the end of the year.
You know, we're going to have to eliminate all, if any, turnovers, and we're going to have to create a turnover. And, you know, the game's really going to swing on momentum plays like that. And then, you know, we've got to control their running game. We've got to limit them to not giving them big plays. And then we can't suck up on the play-action pass. And at the same thing, we've got to get them to do the two things for us. We've got to break a few big plays, and then we got to make them put the DBs in the box so we can get a play-action pass. And both teams have the exact same philosophy on offense and defense. So, you know, I think you're just going to see a great game and you know, a bunch of great kids going out there just playing really hard and waiting for that one break or creating that one break for yourself.
All right, it's the C2 State Championship. It's coming up here in just a matter of minutes here on the Breeze 94.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll get the Aquinas perspective things for today's big game. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time, and congratulations on the success of the season so far, and we wish you luck today at Memorial Stadium.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Have you been bad? Ooh, that's good. Now you're set for the baddest shopping days of the year. This Friday and Saturday, it's the Christmas Open House at Harley-Davidson Central. You'll save 20% off all HD licensed products and 50% off all original price clearance HD licensed products. It's time to liberate the holidays. Harley-Davidson Central. Start here. Go anywhere.
Welcome back to state championship football coverage here on the Breeze 94.5. Tyson Veronik with you as we get the Aquinas side of things for the C2 state championship. It's the Sutton Mustangs versus the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs. And joining us on the program now, the head football coach of the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs, Ron Mimick. And Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Tyson, for asking me.
Coach, before we get into this previewing this matchup here against Sutton this morning, let's first of all backtrack and let's talk about the semifinals. You had a real wild finish up there, and just talk about that game and how your team prevailed.
Yeah, we played Lutheran High Northeast, and they were undefeated and 11-0 and ranked pretty high in the state as we are. And it was the first half, there was 5 lead changes. The second half, we were able to kind of take a couple touchdown lead. Well, Luther and I made a really nice play and scored on a 4th and 17 from about our 25-yard line and tied it up late, and they got a two-point conversion to tie it up late with about 2 minutes to go in the game. And then went to overtime, and we scored on a 3rd down and kicked the extra point to go 42-35. And then they scored on 4th and 1. Barely got across, but they got across. They were across. And then on a 2-point conversion, they just ran basically kind of the play opposite side of the field that they had run the first time for 2-point conversion. And the quarterback got up and got tackled on about the 1-foot line, and we stopped them. And, you know, and it was just an exciting game. It was a really great high school football game. There was one turnover the entire game. I think there was 6 total penalties. Both teams kept making plays to stay in the game and to keep battling clear to the end. And it just happened that we made the last plays. The only reason we're able to be in the state championship game this today.
Yeah, and let's talk about that very last play. What's going through your mind as a coach? What's going through the players' minds on the sideline where your entire season, your entire body of work as you're going for your ultimate goal to get to the state championship is coming down to that one play, that 2-point conversion?
Well, you know, from a coaching standpoint, there's kind of, well, you know, we've done what we can do, and now it's up to the players. And I'm sure the players who are on the sideline are really apprehensive, but the players in the field, you know, are nervous. I'm sure hoping that they get to make the play, but I'm sure hoping, you know, they're hoping they don't have to make a play. And then one of our a really good all-around football player, Landon Stove, for us. He's, you know, a really nice running back, a really good defensive player, and a great kicker for us. He's the one who made the play for us, and you know, and I guess if anybody's going to make a play, you would have definitely had a Landon in our top 3, 2 or 3 players on the team who was going to make the play.
When you're talking about picking up a win like you did in the semifinals, talk about carrying that energy over that you had after the final play was over, after you stopped him on the 2-point conversion. That energy has to convert to some positive energy, you think, here for this state championship football match.
You know, I don't quite know what to call it. Used to call it energy, and there's sure a happiness. And, you know, a bit of a giddiness, happiness to get back there again. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely there. And then we gave them 2 days off. We give them, played on Tuesday. We don't do anything on Wednesday. We don't do anything on Thursday. We don't do anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just, you know, get the kids away from it for a while so they can, you know, enjoy it a bit. But also then when they get back in on Friday, so we start prepping for Sutton, that they're able to, you know, focus a little bit. And, you know, they've enjoyed it. And it's not a grind to them. But that energy and that excitement is evident. It's evident throughout our school community. Very happy to be here. You know, I was kind of hoping, and we were number one. The first year we've ever been ranked number one at the start of the year. And, you know, we're sure happy we're able to take it into the state championship game, because if we won of, that means we got beaten.
We talk about this team, and you mentioned a little bit earlier, they are the reigning state champions, the familiar territory for you guys. Talk about what has made this particular last couple years here at Aquinas Catholic so successful.
Well, actually, the last 4 or 5 years, we've been district champion every year. We made the semifinals 4 years in a row now, and then the finals 2 years in a row now. Well, you know, you can't put pixie dust on it and throw a magic wand over it. You got to have some God-given talent, and we do. We have some good football players, and, you know, I don't think we have great football players, but, boy, we sure got some really good players on the C2 level, and a lot of the guys could play up several levels, too. I know that. We have really good kickers. I mean, our kicking game is I would put it against any kicking game in the state, any level, almost any year. I mean, we kick the ball into the end zone half the time, average about the 3-yard line. Our opponents average 13 yards on kickoff returns. We've blocked 6 punts this year. Our punter averages 39 yards a punt. Our opponents average about 4 yard return on punt. We average about 15-8. We turn about 3 punts for touchdowns. Our kick teams are excellent. That's because we have good athletes. You know, they're athletic enough to kick the ball well. We play pretty well in the open field, and that really is one of the reasons we're here. And that's where the other night, probably in every phase of King game but one, we pretty much dominated last Tuesday night. And you know, we only average about 370 yards a game offense, and that's because we have the short field so much. Mm-hmm. We don't have to drive 70-80 yards very often. We drive 40 yards, 50 yards, 55 yards, because our kicking game, along with a pretty good defense, usually gives us a short field.
Offensively, Coach, you've been blessed with a plethora of good running backs to turn the football over to when you do start making those offensive drives. Talk about the running game for your Monarchs.
Yeah, we basically have 5 running backs that play in a game. We have 2 fullbacks that alternate every other series. Austin Swoboda and Seth Hoff. Now, Austin's been hurt a couple games, and where he did not play fullback for 2 games. Otherwise, if you take those games out, their carries were like 77 to 76. And they're both very good fullbacks, kind of thumper kids, about 190, 210, good thumper fullbacks. And then our halfbacks, we play 3 kids there. Atlanta Stouffer's our leading rusher, about 900 yards. Then we have 2 other juniors that split the other spot, Eric Cobes and Matt Jacob, and they have about 450 yards rushing each. So our left halfback has rushed for about 900 yards. Our right halfback has rushed for 900 yards. Then our fullback, between the 2 of them, have rushed for about 1,300 yards. So it's a very balanced wing T attack, and it really, you know, I guess we strive to be balanced in that aspect, and it makes it a little harder to defense. And when you have good kids in all the spots, you don't have to think about it very much as a coach to keep it balanced, because you just keep, because they all can kind of gain yardage, so you give the ball left, right, in the middle quite often.
Your opponents this morning, the Sutton Mustangs, a team that is undefeated on the season, making their first state championship appearance since 1989. And, Coach, it doesn't take very much to look at where they're going to go with the football. They have an explosive playmaker, and that's Cole Wiseman at quarterback. How have you been defensively game planning for him this week?
You definitely have to take account for Mr. Wiseman. He's a very good football player. He has really good feet. He's got good speed. Great instincts, good eyes, good feel, good vision. He's actually, if you would drop an option quarterback, you know, I think he's a guy you definitely would want to use him as a prototype almost. And he throws the ball well too. You know, we're going to we have to keep things simple. Number one, we have to keep things simple in terms of he's always got to be accountable for. When you play an option football team, which Sutton is a good option football team, you have to account for the fullback, the quarterback, and the pitchback. And then with him, they load block a lot, which is just common. You don't see it much anymore, but that's a way to get the quarterback to football. You have to be able to defeat the load blocks if you're going to play it as straight up and go normal inside out, or you're going to have to change your assignments and who has the quarterback, and hopefully they're not getting load blocked. So within trying to keep the scheme simple, we have to know who has the quarterback, and if we stunt, who has the quarterback. And we have to. We've been drilling on it for 3 to 4 days. That, you know, this is how we're going to play inside out on them. This is how we're going to take away the first option, second option, and the third option. And you definitely don't want the second option to get the ball off, because that would be Mr. Wiseman.
Once again, the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs playing against the Sutton Mustangs here for the C2 state title. Kickoff is coming up in just a matter of minutes. But before we let you go, Coach, what are going to be the keys for a back-to-back state title?
Well, it's kind of cliche, you know, and I think most coaches say this. And, you know, this year we've had 9 turnovers to our opponents, 33. And if we can continue that ratio, our chances of winning are much greatly enhanced. You know, we've had, I think, 2 turnovers in the playoffs is all we've had in 4 games. And if we can keep that up with 1 turnover or less and limit our penalties to, you know, maybe 1 or 2 5-yard penalties and win the game of field position with our kickers, there's a good chance we can win. Now, if we have breakdowns and have 3-4 penalties, they force us into penalties, and you know, they negate our kicking game, their chances of winning are greatly enhanced.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5. The Sutton Mustangs versus the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs kickoff is coming up next. Coach, thank you so much for the time this morning. Congratulations so far on the success of the season, and good luck to you as you go for your second straight state championship.
Thank you, Tyson. I appreciate it.
Say goodbye to the regret of buyer's remorse and hello to buyer's rejoice with U.S. Cellular's $100 instant savings on select Android smartphones, some starting at just a penny, all backed by the highest network satisfaction of any national carrier. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Check out the Samsung Galaxy 3 and $100 instant savings on select Android smartphones starting at just a penny. Sells you more. Your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, a friendly family-owned business with locations serving 4 states. SellsYouMore.com.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway wants to send a big congratulations to the Mustangs on a fantastic football season. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and don't forget to wash the vehicle at the car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring delicious Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Georgia's 66 Easy Stop really is your one-stop shop. Good luck in tonight's game from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Let's take a look at the starting offensive lineup for both fall clubs here today. For Aquinas, the center is number 53, 6'2", 260-pound senior, Max Mariowski. At guard, the right guard is number 75, 5'10", 237-pound sophomore, Trevin Steger. And the left guard, 6'2", 194-pound senior, number 68, James Burrish. At the right tackle is Alan Hilfiger, 6'2", 210-pound senior, wears number 73. The left tackle is number 50, 5'10", 202-pound senior, Jeff Witter. At the ends, number 14, 6 foot, 170-pound senior, Mike Byers. And number 10, 6'2", 200-pound senior, Cody Krafka. At the halfbacks, on the left side, number 34, 5'6", 156-pound junior, Eric Kobza. The right halfback is number 4, the leading rusher on the team, 5'10", 188-pound senior, Landon Stouffer. The fullback is Austin Swoboda, 5'9", 200-pound senior, wears number 16. And the quarterback is number 12, Trev Semrad, 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. Not much is asked of Trev, Larry. He doesn't run the ball much, doesn't throw the ball much. His job is to get it to his backs.
Right, you know, they run that wing T attack, and they're balanced, and both backs are going to get it between the three backs, the two wings and the fullback. You know, when you look at that, Stouffer, 902 yards, Hoffman, 664, Sabota, 507, Kovza, you know, in at 3 or 489. I mean, that's who's going to get it.
Now the starting lineup for your Mustangs of Sutton High School. At center, number 63, 5'11", 200-pound senior is Max Olson. The right guard, number 61, 5'11", 200-pound senior Jake Neuse. The left guard, number 73, 5'7", 240-pound senior Robert Kelly. At the tackles, left side, number 59, 5'11", 200-pound senior Levi Henry. And the right side, number 66, 5'11", 200-pound senior Harrison Beal. At the tight end, he had a big game against Donovan Trumbull with a couple of touchdown receptions. Number 12, 5'10", 175-pound senior is Reed Stone. The wide receiver, number 11, 5'11", 180-pound senior is Brody Yost. At wingback, number 22, 5'11", 185-pound sophomore Noah Johnson. The fullback, number 23, 6'1", 210-pound junior Mitch Carlson. The halfback, number 6, 5'9", 185-pound junior Trey Raymer. And the quarterback, number 3, 5'11", 180-pound junior Cole Wiseman, over 1,600 yards rushing this season. Head coach at Sutton is Steve Raymer, assisted by Steve Sponberg and Chad Wiseman. Of course, the head coach at Aquinas is Ron Mimick, assisted by Tony Smith, Ken Palin, Marv Palin, Jared Thompson, Joe Pipel, Jason Levicki, and Jack Klosterman. Both teams are a perfect 12-0 on the season. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be ready to kick it off between Sutton and Aquinas for the C2 championship after this 1 minute timeout.
The Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at Sitton Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner. Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I want to thank John and Grant, our producers back at the studio. Larry Baker, Doug Duda with you to get things underway. State football action brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. Sutton will receive the opening kickoff. Larry, keys to the first quarter here.
Sutton's got to get something going on offense. What they don't want to do is go three and out and let that long-driving Aquinas offense start to roll. That's the biggest key for Sutton, I believe. And for Aquinas, it's actually going to be just like last year. They got the ball driven on them. Looked like maybe they were going to be outmatched. David City Aquinas does what it does. They're going to run the offense they run. They're going to be great on defense. They'll stay patient. This really is on Sutton to get themselves in this ball game.
Brody Yost and Noah Johnson back deep. How much do you think maybe they go ahead and use Noah Johnson or Mitch Carlson, maybe Mitch Carlson, the fullback, a little bit more early on to test that line?
Yeah, very well. I very well could. I agree. I think one of the things that you're going to see is David City Aquinas is going to make sure and have a spy or a guy on Mr. Wiseman at all times. So I would start to probe other places with that.
Well, we're about ready to get things underway here again with a little wait on TV. And, you know, we keep talking about it, and Ron Mimick just flat out overpraised his team's kicking game in the pregame interview.
Yeah, they did, and I watched in pregame, and they had a kicker that was pounding them over 40 yards. So unlike a lot of the games that we've seen or done this year, Doug, a kicking game is going to come in. And they got to the state finals by kicking extra points last week with Lutheran High Northeast going for two and not getting it. That's going to be a contrast in style here. David City Aquinas is going to kick extra points. They will have the field goal in play. Sutton most generally is going to go for two and go for it on fourth down.
And when they do kick an extra point, they're going to have to be effective with it. But as you said, they go for the two-point conversion. As the ball is on the tee, in fact, they haven't even tried an extra point this year, so they're going to go for two. But Stouffer puts his leg into it, boots it away. It drives the ball back into the end zone for a touchback as Brody Yost stepped back into the end zone there. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Mustangs at the 20-yard line.
And as you talk about it every week, Doug, there's no question that when you can kick that ball into the end zone, that makes a huge difference. And Sutton's got playmakers back there, and by not allowing them to, with a return, big part of this game.
So first down and 10, line up with Twins tight to the right side. Wiseman runs option that way, looking for somewhere to go. He is hit in the backfield, and he is going to be dropped back at the 15-and-a-half-yard line. Not a good start there as they overloaded the right side, and there were just too many people there.
Yeah, they ran load option there, and that was nothing but trouble. You heard in the open Coach Mimic talk about having a specific plan for that when they ran load with Wiseman, and of course they see it right off the bat.
Every once in a while they'll give it to that inside slot receiver, which Aquinas is fast, but when you over pursue early in football games, you have to be aware of that play. It'll be second down and 14, and we have got whistles before this play gets going. It was going to be a fullback dive with Mitch Carlson, but we have penalty flags.
Yeah, and that's too bad here for Sutton. It's going to be procedure on Sutton. They ran a little inside veer there and into the bubble, and there was a hole there. He was going to get five or six.
So Sutton going the wrong way to start things off, losing four and now losing five on a penalty, and that's going to move the ball back to the 11-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and 19 for a football team that does not throw the ball. Wiseman is 25 of 39 this year.
Absolutely the start that you couldn't have.
Second down and 19, and Wiseman's going to roll out. He wants to throw the ball under pressure, being chased at his own one-yard line. Needs to throw it away. Makes a beautiful throw out to the 20-yard line that's hauled in by his favorite receiver, Reed Stone. And it's not that that is a huge play. It's that it bailed them out of getting tackled back at the one, and it picked up about 10 yards on the play. So it's second down, turned it to third down and nine.
Yeah, that's actually going to make it third manageable. His speed there got him out of trouble, Doug. He was going to get sacked either in the end zone or at the one, like you say, and his speed got him out of trouble, and now it's third and manageable.
And Wiseman back to pass again. Under pressure, hit, sack, back at the 17-yard line. You know, and in there on the tackle is Landon Stoffer.
You know, Doug, we talked about this in the open, and you and I talked about it last night. How would these offensive defensive lines match up against each other? And right now, David City Aquinas is like they're shot out of a cannon coming off the ball. They're beating Sutton up front badly. Sutton's got to get an answer for that.
And as you can tell, the crowd's now sitting together for the early games because of the construction here on East Stadium. So everybody getting a chance to make some noise below us here. As a high snap on the punt, the kick is away. It's a low line driver. They need some roll on this, and they're not going to get much of it. And Aquinas is going to take over at midfield. That is a 33-yard punt, and Aquinas has already gained 30 yards of field position.
Yeah, and that's a tough spot to put yourself in if you're Sutton. Aquinas is an offense that runs the ball. They don't like to throw the ball. They don't do it much. They've only thrown the ball 51 times on the entire season, and Doug, they average 8.5 yards a play, so you don't want to give them a short field.
Stoffer and Kobza, the boys to watch at the backfield as quarterback Trev Semrad comes up under center for the first play. Send the man in motion and give it off to the fullback. Big hole up the middle, 45-40, 35-30, and brought down there, a 20-yard gain on the opening play.
And Doug, I was going to say, we didn't have time for me to say it right there. Sutton came out with two techs and like wide fives, which left the center uncovered. And with those two to almost three techs, midline veer is going to be there, and that's exactly what they ran right there, and I think we'll probably see it again.
Swoboda for 20. Now they go pitch play left side. Stoffer following Swoboda, turns the corner at the 25 and gets to the 23-yard line before he is gang-tackled out there. Bringing him down is going to be one of the leading tacklers on the ball club, Max Olson. But good job here. And Larry, I guess what you do right now, it appears through just five plays that Sutton is being dominated on the line of scrimmage. You don't know until you actually hit the pads what's going to happen after this play. Talk about what's going to happen. What can you possibly do to adjust on the fly? On second and three, they give it to Swoboda. He runs into the back of his own man, and he's wrapped up by Trey Raymer for minimal gain. Got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and three. But what do you do when all of a sudden you know you're not matching up with them on the line?
Sutton actually did when you said that, what I was going to say is you have to bring another guy down, and they went from that 40 front and stem down into a 50 front. You got to get another guy down there. If you're going to get beat, you at least need to clog the running lanes with extra bodies, and they stem down into a 50 front. Now they're back into a 40.
Third down and three. Raymer at the 23-yard line. Pitch play going to the right side. Trying to get out there is going to be number three, Matt Jacob. And Jacob turns the corner at the 20, enough for the first down, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I mean, I understand they're stemming in and out, but you almost have to get in the 50 here and try to clog those running lanes. But the last play you just saw there, Doug, is what can hurt you when you do that. Aquinas has enough speed to set the edge and get outside, and then you're one linebacker short when you've stemmed into that 50 front.
First and 10 at the 17-yard line. Opening drive for Aquinas. We're scoreless early first quarter. They go counter to Stouffer around the left side. Plenty of room. 15. Great block on the outside to the 10. Stiff arm at the 5. Fumbles the ball through the end zone. And that's going to be a touchback.
No, they said he stepped
out of bounds. Oh, they say he stepped out of bounds. I want to see that one again. He was extending his arm for the end zone. A great seal block on the outside by Michael Byers. But yeah. Stouffer fumbled that ball into the end zone. Let's see as we watch the replay here in the booth had it, if he actually stepped out of bounds before he lost the ball.
Oh, my gosh. That should have been a touchback, Doug.
Oh, my goodness. It's not even close. And now they run into the belly of the defense and into the end zone for a touchdown. A horrible officiating miscue has cost Sutton six. But, again, Aquinas moved the ball right down the field on them as well.
Yeah, no question. Aquinas did everything they wanted to do. But you're exactly right. That's a touchback all day, every day.
So, blasting into the end zone, Swoboda for the touchdown. He's a little ginger getting up. And now the extra point attempt by Stouffer. Snap is good. The placement is down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. So with 8:47 to go in the first quarter, it's Aquinas 7 and Sutton nothing. You're listening to the State Football Playoffs brought to you by T&L Irrigation. We'll have the kickoff in a minute.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around the Sutton area for over 14 years. They're one of the best to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any other joint discomfort. Call for your appointment at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Mustangs, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here on The Breeze, 94.5 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, home of all six state football championship games. And now, as we talked about in the pregame, how will Sutton respond here, falling behind for a rare, rare time here in this football season, as they went three and out, and Aquinas marched it right down, and the kick goes sailing back into the end zone, and they'll start at the 20-yard line. It's all Aquinas right now. Sutton now, maybe some of the nerves out after they've been popping them out.
Got to find a way to get your lightning bolt loose. Cole Wiseman's got to get loose. He can change the tide of this thing. Sutton has to do something here. They were dominated up front when Aquinas had the ball there. And the best way to stop that's with your offense here, because they may struggle stopping it with their defense.
Line up in an I formation, quick count. They'll give it to the fullback at a yard gained that time by Mitch Carlson. They're trying to go quick count. They're trying to do anything they can. And both teams kind of come up to the line of scrimmage the same way. We talked about it when we've been covering Sutton this year. The center will come out of the huddle first and get over the football like he does right here, and they'll split a wide out because they hardly ever throw the ball. They just have to go over the exact run play, so it's a quick snap yet again, and this time Wiseman hands it to the fullback again. Carlson gets up to the 25-yard line, gets a gain of four, the most progress on offense so far here for the Mustangs.
And this is what you want to do if you're Sutton. This is their bread and butter, their inside veer game. Run that inside veer game. Get some positive yards. It will set up Cole Wiseman outside on a pull here at some point, and he's got the ability to tie the game in one play like that, and that's what you have to do.
Brody Yost runs the play into the huddle here fairly late. They break the huddle with 10 seconds on the play clock. Wiseman on an inside handoff to Yost, gets around the right side, has the first down 30, cuts back up 35, gets out to the 37-yard line. Sutton moves the chains for the first time here in the state final.
Yeah, see, this is right. You can hear Sutton's crowd get into it a little bit. You saw the Sutton kids jump around a little bit. That's tough. You're a little unsure. You're not used to being here. You're a little unsure. You're kind of coming up against the Jolly Green Giant here. And then all of a sudden they punch you in the mouth like that, and it makes you start thinking, oh, my God, maybe they are as good as people say. You have to stay that here by you having some success.
Quick snap again. They'll hand it off to the fullback, Carlson, who leans his way forward to the 40 for about 3 yards. But we talked about this in the pregame, and I'm no football genius, but they are doing a little bit about what we said. Get the ball to the fullback, stay away from the option, get that end around to take care of the over-pursuit of the Aquinas Catholic defense. How many times can that work? Because it looks like they're going to have to do that a couple of times to maybe soften the middle up a little bit to get the option going.
Right now they're so concerned. Here, I'll come back to it.
Second down and 7, and Wiseman hands it to the fullback again, and Carlson gets up to the 45-yard line. He'll be stopped 2 yards short of the first down. It's a gain of 5, third down and 2.
Doug, what they're running is inside veer. It's old-school triple option. He's got his three options are to give it to the fullback, pull it and run it, or pull it and pitch it. Okay, and what's happening is the Aquinas defense is so concerned with Wiseman right now, they're not dive back responsible. They're letting the dive back go through and attacking on Wiseman. He'll keep giving the ball. He will be patient.
Third down and 2 at their own 45. Fullback, no. Quarterback Wiseman pulls it out and scrambles to the right side, has the first down into Aquinas territory to the 45, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line plus a penalty flag at the end of the play.
We're going to get a horse collar here, Doug. But there's exactly what we were talking about. They ran the inside veer play. That time they crashed on the fullback. Wiseman pulled it, and away he went. This is how Sutton wants their offense to work, inside out through their veer game.
And the personal foul horse collar. It was a 14-yard gain on the run by Wiseman. Add 15 more. This will take it down to the 26-yard line, and Sutton is in business here, and they've gotten exactly what they needed on this second drive after the first 6 minutes didn't go so, or first 4 minutes didn't go so well.
No, they're running their offense the way they design it, and that's what you want to do. We talk about this all the time as a coach. Don't get too Twitter-pated and worked up and thinking you need to get out of who you are. This is how Sutton works. They run an inside veer play, and they want their offense to work inside out with Wiseman, and you're seeing it right now, at least, with perfection.
Center Max Olson over the ball with 21 seconds on the play clock. They'll snap it with 15, hand it off to the I-back. Raymer Big Hole comes off the left side, 25-20, and down to the 15-yard line for another Mustang first down. Raymer's first carry of the ball game. Now they're starting to see Cole Wiseman is seeing what's up there and what to do.
That was a great play call there by Coach Raymer. David City Aquinas is coming downhill hard, and they just ran a simple I-back counter there, and David City Aquinas over-pursued. They're just coming so hard that the counter was open.
First and 10 at the 14, hand it to Raymer, same play. This time the hole is stuffed, and there's nowhere to go. Wiseman's not obviously making the call at the line, so when they come up so quick, they don't have time to read the Aquinas defense. The coaches don't. How does that play into what they're doing?
With what they do, it's okay. They're running inside veer most generally with, like you saw, some sweeping cutback. It's predetermined. They know the front that Aquinas has given them.
Second and 10 at the 14. Fullback Carlson crashes forward to the 11 and is dogpiled there.
See here, and now they've started to attack the fullback, Doug. And here's where we'll see Wiseman get loose off of that veer play. Early in this drive, they were number 3 explosive. They wanted to downhill on Cole Wiseman. Now they're starting to attack the fullback, and they're not giving those 4 yards at a pop. That will open Wiseman up.
Wiseman actually runs to the sideline to get this play. Will we see play action pass here in the tight red zone at the 11-yard line? Look for Reed Stone. That's his favorite target. Wiseman, option keeper around the left side, gets to the 5, stretches the ball forward close to the first down marker. The official has it at the 4. It looks like it should be enough for a first and goal. Not the greatest spot in the world, but enough to move the chains and make it first and goal. Sutton, they trail 7-0, 4:49 to go, first quarter, C2 state final.
Doug, that was exactly what I explained to you there. They ran the same inside veer play, crash on the fullback. Wiseman gets the first down on the outside. They're running their offense exactly the way they want to right now.
A drive that started at their own 20. Wiseman first in goal. Quarterback, keeper, left side. Touchdown, Sutton. The Mustangs follow it right over Robert Kelly, the left guard, and the left tackle, Levi Henry. And Wiseman goes in basically untouched to make it a one-point game. But now here's where it gets interesting. Here's where I want to see that kicker coming in, tie the game. That is not Sutton's game. They may be able to put pressure on Aquinas if they make this two-point conversion.
But the trouble is you just have that beautiful drive and you're going to come away. You have the opportunity to come away still trailing in this game, Doug. Great answer by Sutton. That was the answer they needed.
So a four-yard run by Cole Wiseman. Now let's see what they do on the two-point conversion. They have went to the air a lot more on their two-point conversions, we've noticed this year, and they're going to keep a quarterback keeper here out of the shotgun, and Wiseman's not going to get in. He's trying hard. Well, second effort. No, they say. He was hit initially there by number 46, Zach Crank. And again, he kept fighting and got close to the end zone, but they say the two-point conversion is no good. So with 4:34 to go in the first quarter, it's Aquinas 7, Sutton 6. You're listening to the C2 State Final, brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
Yeah, Doug.
At the Paint and Paper Palace. Dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Aquinas 7, Sutton 6. An 11-play, 80-yard drive that took just over 4.5 minutes to put, or just over 4 minutes and 20 seconds to put Sutton on the board. And looking at the replay of that two-point conversion, I will tell you that if Cole Wiseman didn't get in, he was no more than 2 inches short. And again, we've had a couple of calls that have not went Sutton's way here early on. The touchdown that Aquinas scored should not have occurred. They fumbled the ball through the end zone, and the official ruled that Aquinas had stepped out of bounds. Replay clearly showing he hadn't. So here's the pooch kick that Sutton does. Picked up on the run at the 22-yard line, 25-30, right side 35, out to the 37, and that's where Aquinas will take over. So the first possession, Aquinas started at their 50. The second possession, they're going to start at the 37.
Sutton's got to get a stop here. You know, it's apparent, at least at this point, I believe, Sutton's going to have to score a bunch of points probably to win this game, because David City Aquinas, at least on their first drive, looked like it's going to be tough to stop them. But a stop here would do a lot for Sutton. I know it's only the first quarter.
First down and 10, and quarterback Trev Semrad sets him down. He will fake the handoff to his eye back, hand it to his fullback, who goes nowhere this time. Carrying the rock is going to be Seth Hoffman. Remember him from last year, 5'11 senior, 220. He's also the punter of this football team. I was talking with Verl Wirtz, who does the radio for KLIR in Columbus and covers Aquinas. We kind of agreed that we thought there'd be some points put up in this football game, even though Aquinas hadn't been scored on hardly at all until the last two playoff games. Second down and 9, pitch play to Stouffer around the left side, and Raymer's waiting for him behind the line of scrimmage and drops him for a yard loss. It'll be 3rd and 11, a position that, like Sutton, Aquinas doesn't want to be in, where it is a passing down. But we saw before, Aquinas is one of those teams, kind of like you will say with Ravenna and some of the teams back home, that just because it's 3rd and long doesn't mean they're going to throw it.
That's exactly right. For Sutton there, Harrison Beal, number 66, force that ball back inside. As a defensive end on that sweep, your job is to get hard outside and force that thing back inside to your friends, and that's what he did.
So third down, Raymer is going to drop back to pass. Has a man, now scrambles. He's hit. He's driven down. Jake Neuse will get the sack. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage so it doesn't officially go as a sack, but it'll be fourth down, and that means Hoffman will have to come in and punt it. So a quick three and out here for Aquinas.
Yeah, and that was a great job by Jake Neuse there. He made two big plays on that drive. He had the big first down tackle on the fullback. Very good job by him.
Back to return the kick, Yost and Johnson. Hoffman, not much of a rush, gets the kick away, end over end. We fielded at the 23, drop, fake the reverse. No, they do hand it off, and that was a mistake because it goes nowhere. 23 yards, 23-yard line is where they will start after a very decent punt of 40 yards, no return. First down and 10, Sutton trailing 7-6 with 2:45 to go first quarter.
Sutton's just got to get right back into their game here, their inside veer game. Mix a little counter with it. They've got Aquinas guessing here with it, working that thing inside to out. They just need to stay with that.
Out of the I formation, stack him to the left side. Wiseman keeps it off the left side, has some running room, gets across the 30 and close to the first down marker at the 33. He'll be a yard short. It'll be second and one. So Wiseman started to find a little running room towards the end of that last drive, and they start him off here with the first carry on this drive.
That's what option football does to you, Doug. It's the same play they ran, it's the same inside veer play, but now they're tackling the fullback and not Wiseman. Early in that last drive, they were tackling Wiseman, not the fullback. They've got Aquinas guessing here.
Max Olson over the ball to the center. They turn, they hand it to Raymer off the left side. 35, 39, 40-yard line. Another big gain of 7 on the play and move the chains. So after a shaky start here, Sutton has turned things around quickly with 2:09 to go in the first quarter, trailing 7-6.
Here's what I love about what Sutton's doing, Doug. Kind of like an old back alley fight. They've spit in each palm, made a fist, and said, if you want to fight, we're willing to fight. And they're taking the fight to Aquinas right now.
Out of that I formation, handed to the fullback, and Johnson doesn't get anywhere this time, falls forward, or Carlson, excuse me, doesn't get anywhere this time, falls forward for about a yard, yard and a half, and it'll be second down and 8.
That was just straight fullback dive there, no option. And they're committed, you know, on that first down run there with Raymer. That was just straight ISO. I mean, I like how they're powering the football here.
Second and 8, they hurry again, keeping the quarterback. Wiseman left side, gets hit once, twice, spins across the 45 and reaches towards midfield for an 8-yard gain, and he's right at the first down marker. If they mark it on the 50, that means it would be good enough, and they'll move the chains. Sutton also is playing very quickly as well here, maybe quicker than we've saw them earlier this year.
Big key, Doug. You want to do that. Right now you've got Aquinas guessing on your veer game. Don't let them make an adjustment.
So first down and 10, minute 20. First quarter, 7-6 Aquinas. First and 10 right at midfield. They'll take the snap, hand it off to the fullback again, get that couple of yards over the left side. And that is one thing to talk about. The first play they ran, they got stacked up for a 4-yard loss over the right side. All has been to the left side, except they ran that counter spin from Wiseman that got him 14 earlier on the second drive.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They ran that load option right. They have not ran a veer play to the right yet.
Second down at 8 at the 48. And Wiseman off the left side. Hole again. He's into the secondary 40 and brought down at the 35-yard line. And the secondary, Swoboda, getting the tackle, but a little too far down the field for Aquinas' like.
Yeah, Doug, they're running their offense here. They haven't made an adjustment. They're not doing anything special. They didn't put the oop in the off time this week. They're doing what they've done all season. And we saw this last week. You talk about going to the left side here over and over. They're flopping Harrison Beal, number 66.
Stouffer actually on the tackle. They give it to Raymer, and he is stacked up. And then the Aquinas line helps out and shoves him forward for about another yard and a half. And so it turns a 1- and 2-yard gain into about a 4-yard gain to the 32-yard line, second and 6.
But what they're doing is Sutton is flopping Harrison Beal, number 66, play side. wherever he's going at tackle, Doug, is where the ball's going.
Sutton has decided to let the final 17 seconds of the first quarter run off the clock. And after one of the 2012 C2 State Football Championship game, it's the Aquinas Monarchs 7, the Sutton Mustangs 6. The state football playoffs are brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln. We'll have the second quarter in a minute.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Booked for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings, Sutton, Giltner. It is our privilege to be with you here this morning at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln with our producer engineers back at the studio, Grant and John, along with Larry Baker. I'm Doug Duda here at Memorial Stadium, and after being walloped the first 4 minutes of this game, Sutton went three and out and gave up a 50-yard drive with power football to Aquinas to fall behind 7-0. They answer with an 80-yard drive and a 4-yard Cole Wiseman touchdown run. Now they have marched the ball back to the Aquinas 32, facing a 2nd and 6, trailing 7-6 as we await the first play of this second quarter.
You know, Doug, as you look at this, this will be interesting. Aquinas was really late coming out of the quarter huddle. They were making some adjustments, and they'll make adjustments here for this beer game and see if they get out of this three-man front.
Sutton had the ball 8.5 minutes, and Wiseman on the option pulls it out of his fullback's belly, takes it to the right side this time, and gets to the 25. Good enough for a first down. We talked about left, first play, second quarter, right.
And here's the thing. You can't adjust not being fast enough. And right now, chasing Cole Wiseman, Aquinas isn't fast enough. You can make a lot of adjustments. You can't adjust for that.
Well, they are trying with Max Mariofsky down there to make all kinds of plays. Mariofsky taking things over at that defensive nose tackle. And on 1st and 10, Wiseman option play, pitches it 25 sideline. Oh, ran out of real estate and then hit out of bounds. But I don't see a flag as they pitched it to the wingback, Noah Johnson, who is clearly clocked out of bounds, but they do not flag it. He'll be out at the 18. I think Johnson kind of lost where he was on the field and ran out of bounds way before he needed to.
But he was off of a white mark when he got pounded.
So we'll talk more about that at the half. At halftime, Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, will come in and join us, talk about an exciting day one and what we've seen here so far. Wiseman, again, is going to keep it around the right side, and this time Swoboda is there to drag him down from behind and force 3rd and long, no gain, 3rd and 8.
Yeah, if he cuts
that. Third and four.
Third and four. If he cuts that up a little sooner, he may have scored there, Doug. He strung that out into the boundary just a little bit too far.
So after that first wingback carry by Noah Johnson, picked up 6, no gain there. 3rd down and 4, and again they have yet to go to the air here. And they'll hand it off on the right side, running over the 15, crashing inside the 10. Mitch Carlson has a 1st and goal, and he lowered the boom.
And, Doug, I'm going to tell you right now, as we say, that's big boy football. I mean, he did. He got behind his pads and lowered the boom and put the hurt on that free safety. Sutton now, the tides have turned. Sutton is the more physical football team here.
Want to make correction. Sutton has thrown the ball one time. 1st and goal at the 9-yard line. Hand it to Raymer, the I-back. Straight up the gut to the 5, to the 4. Between the 4 and 5, it'll be 2nd and goal.
This is going to be very interesting if this continues here, especially if Sutton takes the lead. I said it earlier, and I do believe it. David City Aquinas is one of those teams and programs that will stay the course and stay calm, but they haven't been physically pushed around like this year. I can promise you that.
Only Lutheran High Northeast could have given him a challenge. On second in goal, handed to the fullback. Carlson hits, spins, keeps the legs driving to the 3-2. He was stood up and almost whistle-stopped right at the line of scrimmage and fought for 3 yards.
Yeah, Doug, that really should have been a loss of about one, but the fight in this Sutton team right now is unbelievable. I mean, they've got a lot of go in them.
So two chances from the two. Trailing by one, and here comes Cole Schleckoff into the ball game. He'll run the play in. 15 seconds on the play clock. They break the huddle. 10 seconds. Wiseman checks things out on his wristband, takes it himself, tries to follow his center, and we have got penalty flags. And that is going to be a killer 5-yard motion penalty. They were late getting out of the huddle, didn't snap it on first sound that time. And that'll make it third and goal back at the 7.
Yeah, they didn't let their receiver get set before they snapped it, Doug. So that's procedure. That's tough. You may see him throw the ball here. I'd love to see him run a little speed option.
Wiseman was right up on the back of Mitch Carlson, going to try and follow him on the seam into the end zone. But again, you know they'll go for it if they don't get in on third down. So let's see what they do. Set up in the I formation. Wiseman, option to the right side. He's going to keep it, cuts it up, doesn't get much to the 6-yard line. His running lane was closed down there by James Burrish, and he had to cut it up, ran into the tackle of Seth Hoffman, and it's fourth and goal at the 6.
Yeah, this is a killer. This has just been a beautiful drive. They've pushed Aquinas around. They need to make Aquinas pay here.
So here we go. Big play here with 9:15 and counting in the first half. It's fourth and goal. Sutton at the Aquinas 6-yard line. Wiseman, long count, checks the sidelines. Now calls the cadence again, steps back out from under center, and a timeout will be called here. Didn't really use a terribly hard count to try and draw the offsides, but does call the timeout. 9:03 to go here in the first half. It's the Monarchs of Aquinas 7, the Sutton Mustangs 6, fourth and goal for Sutton when we come back after this 30-second timeout.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
You may call it the what are we going to do to stay out of the way Thanksgiving food prep bailout. But Bullseye calls it Turkey Eve low-key karaoke this Wednesday.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on The Breeze in Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Larry, we saw him go one time here, a couple of times actually, to the wingback or to Brody Yost or to Noah Johnson. Is this the time to do it? It's going to be, does the backside backer stay home? And that's about the only guy you got to worry about if you run that play.
Yeah, I like something to the field side here, the wide side. Sutton's got a speed advantage here, and that's where you'd use it, not to the boundary side.
Brody Yost will split out wide to the left in man coverage. Fourth and goal, Sutton at the 6. Quick snap, Wiseman. He rolls to his left, looks back to his right. Everybody's covered. Throws it into the end zone to Stone. Touchdown! Reed Stone came back to the football and hauls it in for a 6-yard touchdown to give Sutton their first lead in the state final.
And Cole Wiseman is the magic man, Doug. He was in deep trouble there. They got him off of his spot, and he came back, and he is a runner. I mean, this kid's run for 12 or 1,500 yards this year, whatever it is. And instead of running the ball there, he kept the ball, cocked at his ear, and found his receiver that had come open and threw a bullet.
Reed Stone with his fifth touchdown of the year, third of the last two games. They line up to go for two. Option right, pitch play. Raymer to the corner, to the end zone. The two-point conversion is good, and in fact, that was actually Noah Johnson that took it in. And so with 8:56 to go here in the first half, it's Sutton 14 and Aquinas 7. The Mustangs with the lead here in the state championship game, brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation. The kickoff comes your way in a minute.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 32 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, quite the turnaround here, and how about the time of possession in this football game? Sutton has had it for 11 minutes and 40 seconds. Aquinas, 3:24. They marched it right down the field, 50 yards on their opening possession, scoring with 8:47 to go in the first quarter. Went three and out the next time, and now Sutton shoving it right at them again. They've had three possessions, scored twice. The third possession is coming up for Aquinas. It's 14-7 Sutton.
Yeah, Doug, Sutton is taking control of this game physically, and early it didn't look like that would be the case. And that the most of the pundits in Nebraska didn't think that that they thought that's where Sutton would fail.
Reed Stone, squib kick again, and they let it go out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Sutton tries to pin that ball to the boundary between the 30 and the 15 somewhere, and then just kind of let it trickle that it has to be fielded. Now, Aquinas is coming onto the field like they're not going to make him kick it off again, which I am surprised by, because Sutton would continue to try to do that.
That's exactly right. I'd make him kick it again, but 35, good starting position. My guess is they want to get their offense on the field, Doug. It hasn't been on the field the whole game.
Yeah, this is actually their worst starting field position. They've started at midfield, their own 37, and now at the 35. So Aquinas now in a very rare situation because they didn't trail last week. They may not have trailed all year. They're down now 14-7. On first down and 10 at their own 35, motion man, they'll hand it off to Swoboda, the fullback. He'll lower his shoulder, and he'll be brought down after a three-yard gain. Down at the ankle tackle is going to be Max Olson.
And that's double wing or wing T specific there, given to the fullback. They're going to double at the point of attack and just push, and try to get 3 and 4 yards.
Ryan Vavrina comes in as a wing back. He's a little guy at 135-pound junior. Swoboda again, the fullback here, on second down and 7. They'll give it on a pitch play to the right side to the second eye back, Mac Jacob. Jacob dancing, nowhere to go. They'll be stacked up before he can get back to the line of scrimmage.
Coach Sponsberg's done a great job preparing these guys. On that pitch, it's a pitch to the D-gap. They're wanting to press the outside, but he's the whole way across that formation, Doug, is looking for a spot to cut back. Sutton had two defenders standing in the cutback lane. They didn't over-pursue. That's very good coaching.
Third down now. And they'll go with the double reverse inside handoff is good. 40-45, and Stouffer gets to the 49-yard line for an Aquinas first down. They give it to the left halfback, who hands it inside to the right wing, and he cuts it up off the left tackle for the first down.
Yeah, that's a tough play to defend. Aquinas ran that really well there, Doug.
It is so quick. They first gave it off to Jacob, who had to take one step on full sprint and hand it off. There's always the tendency to leave that ball on the turf, but that's why you've practiced since August, at least, officially, for all high school football teams. Pitch play again to Jacob, stretch to the right side, gets to midfield, follows Swoboda, and then is pile-drived out of bounds. There's Wiseman in on the tackle. Also over there is going to be Reed Stone, and the big hit laid by Mitch Carlson.
Yeah, and Wiseman brings the heat when he comes from his free safety spot. That's the third or fourth time we've seen him just blast somebody on the sidelines. Of course, he plays a deep free safety. He's the fastest guy on the field, so they leave him back there in center field. But when he does come up and run support, he does it with bad intentions.
Second down and 5. Aquinas on the march. They'll give it on the inside to Stouffer, and he will be tackled by Trey Raymer inside the 45 to the 44. Going to be short of the first down. It'll be third down and two.
Very comfortable down and distance here for Aquinas. This fits their offense very, very well. This drive so far with this wing tee that they run, this double wing formation, this fits them. They're running counter, they're running sweep, they're running fullback. Both offenses right now are doing what they like to do.
14-7 Sutton, 7 minutes to go, first half. And on third down and a long two, long count, they'll fake the handoff, quarterback keeper around the right side. No, he does hand it off on the inside. 35 to the 33, first down. So once in a while, the triple option gets the old broadcaster as well, but it's enough for a first down to the fullback, Swoboda.
Not completely sure what Sutton had going on there. They'd been running a 50 front, and on third and short, they went to a three-man front and left both guards uncovered. They're going to give it to the fullback every time they see that, Doug.
First and 10 at the 32 of Sutton. 6.5 to go here in the first half, 14-7 Sutton. They'll put Jacob in motion. They'll give it to the fullback, Swoboda, off the right side, to the 30, to the 28, where he is stood up and gang-tackled by the Mustangs after a gain of four.
And that's what I said. Sutton is going to have to score points today. They've done that, but they need to get a few more stops on offense. And actually, you could say that for Aquinas here. Both offenses are working within themselves. Neither offensive coordinator is worked up or feels like they need to reach deep into the bag of tricks.
Second down and six. You now have Stouffer in the backfield, and they will hand it on motion to Swoboda, and he'll be ripped down by Max Olson after a gain of a couple. Gets to the 26-yard line. It'll be third down and four.
It does look to me like Aquinas is running some check with me, Doug, where Sutton's coming in and out of this 50 front, and they're going from a 50 to a 30, and they're running some check with me, and when those guards are uncovered, it's going to the fullback every time.
Coming up, the Allen Superstore Halftime Report, brought to you by your locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's special online at allensuperstore.com. And it is going to be Aquinas calling their first time out here of the ball game. So each team will have two remaining. We've got 5:21 remaining in the first half of play. It is Sutton 14 and Aquinas 7. You're listening to the C2 State Championships on ESPN Radio and The Breeze. Back in a minute.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour. Featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Third down and all of 3 yards to go here for Aquinas at the Sutton 25-yard line out of the Aquinas timeout. You can hear the crowd trying to get into it as they'll take it and hand it to Swoboda off the left side. He just keeps the legs driving this time and makes a beautiful run right at the first down marker. He'll be brought down at the 22-yard line. May need to bring the chains in. He was hit in the backfield, and we saw Swoboda actually just churn for those 3 yards.
One of the things you're starting to see pick up little nuances, Doug, here. You saw right pre-snap the one tech for Sutton started pointing back at his linebacker and pointing at the B-gap. They're picking up line calls here. They knew where that – Sutton knew where that play was going right there by those line calls. You want to teach your kids to always make sure and use dummy line calls as well, so that can't happen.
They bring the chains out. They stretch the chains, and it looks like they will be just short. By the nose of the football, it'll be fourth down. And Trev Semrod, the quarterback, Semrod may have to use a quarterback sneak here.
Yeah, and we'll see what Sutton gets into. I would call quarterback sneak here, Doug, with the way Sutton has lined up, leaving guards uncovered here. Should be an easy get unless they stem to a 60 front.
Fourth and inches at the 23-yard line of Sutton, with the Mustangs leading at 14-7. Aquinas trying to knot this thing up here late in the second quarter of play. And quickly up to the line of scrimmage they come. Semrad takes it. He's going to hand it to Swoboda. He just jumps up. Second effort. Breaks off the left side. 20-15 down to the 13. That's a weird play because he jumped on top of the pile, slid down off the pile back on his feet, and then ran around the left side for a big gain of about 10 yards. His initial little jump probably wasn't good enough for the first down.
That's what I was just going to say. If they tackle him where his momentum was stopped, it's over right there. Sutton ball.
He is tripped up on the outside by Wiseman, but, man, tough break there for Sutton, and Aquinas will keep the drive alive at the 15-yard line, first down and 10. Double inside again. They give it to the right side of the 10 to the 5, and Jacob gets inside the 5 to the 4 for a first and goal as they gave it to Stauffer, and then he gives it back inside to Matt Jacob.
Oh, both these offenses are just, I mean, they look great, Doug. They're efficient. They're getting what they want. And the defense hasn't been terrible here by any means, but it's just both offenses are really working well within what they like to do.
First and goal at the 4 for Aquinas. Swoboda is the back. And they will fake the handoff to him and give it around the right side into the end zone. Matt Jacob for the Aquinas touchdown from 4 yards out.
Yeah, just simple power play. Pull the guard. Let the guard lead you up into the hole along with the fullback. Just old school power. And Aquinas does a really nice job with that.
A little more misdirection here on the last few plays.
Yeah, they don't want Sutton running downhill like they did on that previous drive that they went 3-and-out.
So in to try, the extra point will be Landon Stauffer. And the kick is on the way, and it looks like he pushed it to the right, and it is no good. So the extra point sails wide right, and with 4:28 to go here in the first half, Sutton holds on to a 14-13 lead. We'll kick it off in a minute.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, by pushing that extra point to the right, Landon Stauffer now 48 out of 55 on his PATs for the year. And talking about the excellent kicking game that we have seen this season from Aquinas, it's actually Aquinas that has the first mini gap in the special teams.
Yeah, that actually is a little bit of a shocker. That's their kicking's been excellent all year. In fact, it's a big strength of the team.
So Stauffer now ready to kick it off. Let's see if he takes some aggression out on the ball. He's went to the end zone the first two times. This time the kick, they're going to let go. They could have fielded that and ran it back, but Yost decided to let it bounce, and Brody picks it up, throws it to the official, says, we'll start at the 20 yet again.
Yeah, and now if you're setting, you just get right back into what you want to do. You know, both these offenses, Doug, are averaging just over 5 yards a play, the two of them. All on the ground. Of course, there's not an official passing yard in the game to this point. And if you're Sutton, you just need to keep doing what you're doing.
First down and 10, and Wiseman hands it off to the fullback who gets out to the 25-yard line. Mitch Carlson is having a solid game. Just had that feeling the way Aquinas plays, they were going to have to utilize the junior fullback a little more today.
Going to have to play your style of football. And if you're Sutton, you want to run inside Veer to your fullback to set up your super-fast quarterback either on follows or outside.
Second down and five. Give it to Carlson. Again, another first down. He'll get to the 30. He'll get to the 35 and out to the 36-yard line where it takes five Monarchs to bring him down. On the bottom of the pile is going to be Swoboda as well as Zach Crank.
Doug, this will not stop unless they stem into a 40 front. They're playing a straight three front, and it's tailor-made to play Veer. And if they do start to crash in there, you're going to see Wiseman bust a big one.
First down and 10, back to the I formation. Wiseman on option, has to pitch it. It's well covered and stuck back at the 34-yard line, just leaning forward to get back to the line of scrimmage. Will be Raymer as he is stuck there by Michael Byers. And he'll just get back to the line of scrimmage, well covered by the Monarchs.
Yeah, and what you saw there, Doug, you're going to lose about 5 yards there on that play. And they ran outside Veer, pulled it and pitched it that time into the boundary, and there was nowhere to run.
Yeah, wrong yard marker. My bad. They did go from the 36 to the 31, so it is second down and second down and 10. Got back to the line of scrimmage. And now in the backfield, there's going to be a sack. Nowhere to go, Raymer, and they're going the wrong way.
Yeah, and here they've gotten out of their base offense, Doug. They start running some other things. At the beginning of this drive, they're inside Veer play, and what they do best was working 5 yards at a chunk, 10 yards at a chunk, and these last two plays, they've gotten away from that, and they're moving backwards.
Third and 18, ball back at the 28. We saw the wheel route for the first pass play they completed last week against Donovan Trumbull. Wiseman back to pass, looking over the middle. He's got a man wide open, and it is going to skip to him at the 45-yard line.
It's a touchdown if he doesn't, Doug.
Raymer thought that maybe he had scooped that off the ground, but he was wide open in the middle of the football field. Incomplete fourth down punt coming up.
Yeah, Doug, that's a touchdown if that ball doesn't hit the ground. Oh, my goodness. You talk about just by little teeny hairs.
And it does. I mean, the only way you can tell that it does, if you watch the replay, you can see the pebbles come up off the turf. And it's one of those that in the pros you might have had your hands underneath the ball, but not here at the high school level, just by a couple of inches. And now punting it away for the second time in the ball game. Sutton trying to keep it away from Stouffer, but it's a line drive. He'll take it to 40. Left side, 45, 50. Good return, 45. Now he angles it back to the right side, and he's hit there. Good block to keep him alive at the 40. They actually knocked the potential tackler off of his back, and they'll bring him down at the 40-yard line. That's a 20-yard return, and here's what we've talked about a lot in the postseason. Aquinas gets the ball to start the third quarter, and now they are in business again here with 2:38 to go before half. They have it at the Sutton 40 with a chance to definitely grab the momentum back.
And that's, you just said it, Doug. This could turn the entire game for its duration. Sutton's got to get a stop and not let Aquinas get a 2-for-1.
Hoffman now in the backfield is the fullback. And it's going to be a toss play. They've got some backups in there. They give it to Eric Kobza. Tries to stretch it out, and he is de-cleated. Cole Wiseman says, I didn't mean to underthrow that pass, and now you're going to pay for it.
I'm telling you, he comes from his free safety spot like a bullet, and he's mean. You know, a lot of times your free safety guy you put back there, and you just, you know, want him to stay back and not let anybody get behind him. I mean, when he comes up on run support, it's for real.
Welcome to the game, Eric Kobza. First carry, -1, and a little bit of a headache. Second down and 11 at the 41 of Sutton. And the first pass play is a pop pass right into the hands of the tight end, Cody Krapka, who gets free. 25-20, 15, and brought down by Wiseman at the 10-yard line.
Love the play call, Doug. They've been overloading the tight end wing side. They've been running that way, running that way, running that way. And this time they just released the wing right into the seam. And just a little seam pass, and nobody went with him.
Yeah, there was nobody back there. Wiseman had to run him down from behind. It was like a one-step drop from the quarterback in Semrad. Now it brings up first and 10 just outside the 10-yard line. They'll hand it off to Hoffman, who's going to be stacked up at the 9.
You know, when you look at David City Aquinas, they don't throw a lot of passes on the year, but probably 90% of their passes are those tight end seam routes.
Going to call it a goal-to-go situation. The ball was barely touching the 10, but they will call it goal-to-go. So it is second down and goal at the 9-yard line with 1:10 and counting. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. It's Sutton 14, Aquinas 13. But Aquinas, after a good punt return, is in business again in their first pass play of the game that took them down to this spot. Here's an inside handoff to Stouffer, big hole, and he's going to get into the end zone. It didn't get hit till the 1-yard line. Touchdown, Landon Stouffer. 19-14 Monarchs.
And Aquinas probably is going to go for two here, Doug, is my guess. They're going to chase this thing right away.
Try and make it a 21-14 game, and it looks like they'll call timeout to discuss it. So we've got some points here in the C2 first half, but that was a well-designed play, and by the time that Mitch Carlson got low to hit him, it was at the 1-yard line, and no problem for Stouffer to take it in.
Yeah, this is a big deal right now. What's happened? This, you know, when we're doing our wrap up in the fourth quarter, Doug, we may point back to this where there was a minute 54 or whatever it was, and David City Aquinas got the ball at the end of the second quarter, and they're going to get it to start the third quarter. This may be the tide that swings. A team that can get that 2-for-1 and make it pay, man, that's tough.
Talk about it at half as well, but for the folks that joined us late, Aquinas' first drive resulted in a touchdown, of which should not have happened because Stouffer reaching for the end zone from about the 4-yard line, the ball fell out of his hands and was fumbled through the end zone. They had ruled that Stouffer had stepped out of bounds. He was clearly not out of bounds. Imagine that those first 7 aren't on the board. It would have been a 14-0 game. And any momentum, I mean, the momentum would have been so huge, it would have been a lot tougher for Aquinas to get their engines going.
No question, because at that point, I mean, you'd have Sutton flying high.
So they do go for two here. They're going to put the ball on the left hash. You get to choose where you want it for the conversion. They'll put it on the left hash here. Swoboda is the fullback, and they want to throw the ball. Throw it to the right flat. Stouffer caught it. Stouffer in for the two-point conversion. So right on the money, a nice pass from Semrad, the quarterback. The two-point conversion is good. 54 seconds to go before half. It's 21-14, Aquinas leading Sutton. We'll have the kickoff after this one-minute break.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner. Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs.
Where do you get more Superstore? Islands Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Where do you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
State football on The Breeze, 94.5, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Allen Superstore halftime report coming up. I think it's important that Sutton gets a chance to return this, Larry, unless that ball sails deep into the end zone, and they won't get a chance to return it. Great kick by Stouffer. Now the decision, though, what Sutton wants to do here. Not a throwing team. They have 2 timeouts, 80 yards to go.
Yeah, and I'm sure Aquinas is going to get in a nobody-gets-behind-you type front. To be honest, I run the ball with Wiseman is what I do, but I do use this possession to score. I want to use this possession with 54 seconds left. Running, not throwing, so I have to punt it, but you cannot afford right now to give away a possession.
Got to get to the 50 and see what happens from there. So they will put Wiseman in the shotgun here. And he will keep it himself. Quarterback draw off the right side. Some room, 25-30, 35 sideline, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line. About a 21-yard start, and the clock stops as you get out of bounds. And all that took 6 seconds.
Precisely what I'm talking about. Spread them out, and I use this possession to do it, and I do it with that fast kid. I coached Austin Bocart at Loop City, and we did this a lot. We'd spread the field and run draw deep, short time situations like this because everybody, you can see Aquinas is in a cover four look. Everybody's bailing.
Well, Giltner did it yesterday before the half. Now it looks like Swoboda wants to come on a blitz from the left side, and they run right into Wiseman. He bounces off that, dancing around, gets to the 45, and Sutton needs to use one of their timeouts right here, and they will, stopping the clock with 41 seconds. It's a four-yard gain. It'll be second down and six, but as soon as Swoboda came up on the line there, you knew that was going to be trouble.
And now what they've done is they've taken and put a spy in there, but I'm still going to say Cole Wiseman's better than any spy you can put on him. And if you can just get your offensive linemen to give enough time for you to run, you know, they're coming out in that 2x2 set, run all verticals where you're running those four DBs off. It doesn't take much, and then it's like a punt return. Wiseman gets in the open field.
Well, remember that Raymer was open the last possession, and they just barely underthrew him. Obviously, maybe a little different coverage, but it was third and 18, so you had to be playing a little bit of that prevent defense. Also, Reed Stone is the guy that has been getting things done. If they don't pressure Wiseman and he can move around, he'll find an open receiver.
Doug, versus this coverage, the exact route that was dropped on the previous drive would be open, actually. That would be a big void in that zone.
So let's see Trey Raymer, if they run him right down the middle of the football field, plenty of time, especially if you get about a 20-yard gainer here and move it down to about the 30, 35-yard line of Aquinas. It is second and six at their own 45, 41 seconds to go. They've got one timeout. Wiseman in the shotgun, 6 yards deep. Olsen with the snap, has plenty of time. Now throws it as far as he can down the right sideline, and it is incomplete. He was going for Yost, but it was well covered. And knocking it away is Michael Byers. In fact, Yost kind of came in and pushed Byers down to make sure that he didn't catch that football. So incomplete, and it's third down and six. They took a shot down the field. Now they have to concentrate on moving the chain.
Well, and Aquinas wasn't after that 20-whatever-yard run on first down. When they were in that cover four, everybody bailing, look, they jumped out of that, and they're right back in their base set here with cover three. They said, to heck with it, we're not going to let that guy beat us that way.
And maybe that was just a setup play for this play. Let's find out. Third and six at the 45, and we got movement. Yep. The right slot receiver started to lean forward at a 5-yard penalty, which not huge. It's going to be third and 11 instead of third and six. This is a bigger deal if it's the pros and you got a timing of the football and routes. You're looking for somebody open here.
I run the ball here. I again send them all deep and let my quarterback run around and try to find a place to run. I don't throw the ball here, Doug. And I Aquinas can use a timeout, but I don't want to have to punt it here.
Third down 11, ball at their own 40. Need to get to the Aquinas 49-yard line for the first. Twins to the left, twins to the right. That's the short side. Wiseman now looks to the sideline, comes up with his line check. He has got Carlson to the backfield with him, switches him to the right side. Play clock running down. There's the snap. And Wiseman's going to keep it off the right side. Not much there. Gets to the 44-yard line. Now will Aquinas use the timeout?
Yes.
Yes, they will. And they are going to make Sutton punt the football. So that'll be their final timeout. 28 seconds remain here in the first half. It is Aquinas 21 and Sutton 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Have you been banned? Ooh, that's good. Now you're sent for the baddest shopping days of the year. This Friday, doors open at 6 a.m. with a free gift with purchase for the first 100 people in our store. Plus 30% off all HD licensed product from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Free gift wrap, food, drinks, and more. It's time to liberate the holidays. Harley Davidson Central. Start here. Go anywhere.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here as Landon Stouffer along with Matt Jacob both go back now on the punt return.
And Landon Stouffer's returned one for a touchdown, but I'd keep an eye on Austin Sabota here. He's blocked three this year, Doug, and that's what you're fearful here for is the block as much as the return. But Landon Stouffer averages 15 yards a return, and he's taking one to the house.
Fourth and seven, little high snap, able to get it. That ball is partially deflected, and it's going to bounce and get a good roll. That's all that Sutton wanted, and then Stouffer got a little too close. It's going to roll all the way down to the 20, and there is Swoboda coming in and getting a hand on it, and you're allowed to run into the punter when that happens, and that's exactly what Swoboda did. But the ball dies at the 19-yard line, and Sutton will take that.
Yeah, Austin Sabota gets his fourth block of the year, and luckily it rolled all the way back. Sutton will absolutely take that.
Wiseman got knocked on the knee, too, by Swoboda, so might need the halftime to shake that off. And Aquinas shouldn't do anything more than kneel on it here with 14 seconds. They'll line up in their base offense, see maybe if they can break a run. And they will do the double inside handoff to Jacob, and he is going to be stood up. Sutton tries to strip the ball, and he'll be brought down at the 23-yard line. And that'll be the final play of the first half of the 2012 C2 State Football Championship. Your score, it's been a roller coaster first half. Aquinas gets the final 14 points here, and they lead it 21-14 at halftime over the Sutton Mustangs. Coming up, we'll bring you the Allen Superstore halftime report. The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll look at the first half stats. We'll talk with Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. But Larry, 21-14, Aquinas gets the ball to start the second half. Looks like it's anybody's game.
Yeah, and Sutton's not disappointed here. I mean, they would have rather had that thing not go quite the way it did right at the end, but Sutton's not upset here. This is a very good David City Aquinas team. This could be a situation where they could have been down big. They're not. They're in the game. And I think the most important part of that, Doug, is Sutton is in the game within their offense. They're truly in this game. They haven't done anything outside of who they are. They run inside veer.
And when they did, it turned the momentum of the game.
Yes, yes. And I think that's the big key here, as is David City Aquinas. David City Aquinas, both offenses right now are running to perfection within themselves. Sutton on that one drive got a little quirky and it cost them. But I don't think either team here, Sutton's not terribly upset. David City Aquinas has to have an answer for that veer game in the second half. They're committed to that three front, and it's set up to run inside veer against it.
Well, your score at the half, Aquinas 21, Sutton 14. We'll be back with the Allen Superstore Halftime Report in 1 minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and The Breeze 94.5 FM.
Say goodbye to the regret of buyer's remorse and hello to buyer's rejoice with U.S. Cellular's $100 instant savings on select Android smartphones, some starting at just a penny, all backed by the highest network satisfaction of any national carrier. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Check out the Samsung Galaxy 3 and $100 instant savings on select Android smartphones starting at just a penny. Sells you more, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, a friendly family-owned business with locations serving four states. SellsYouMore.com.
Georgia's 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway wants to send a big congratulations to the Mustangs on a fantastic football season. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and don't forget to wash the vehicle at the car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring delicious Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Georgia's 66 Easy Stop really is your one-stop shop. Good luck in tonight's game from Georgia's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, as it's time for the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why would you shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings? Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. That sounds like everything you could possibly want.
You could everything from stuff from the little kids to the wine that you need when you put them to bed.
Usually I'm doing the whining.
Halftime here of our C2 State Championship game. It's the Aquinas Catholic Monarchs out of David City leading the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 21-14. And before we break down the first half stats and take a look at this game, Stu Pospisil has joined us from the Omaha World Herald. Let's talk about day one. We had a variety of football games yesterday. Giltner starting it off by finally being able to pick up that championship after getting Howells out of the way. They win that. Elgin Pope John, after a scary first half where they committed the turnovers that really kind of put them behind the eight ball, they dominate the second half. And then after a very slow start to a Class A game that everyone was looking forward to last night, we had fireworks in the fourth quarter. So let's start with your home base in Class A.
Well, it was a great fourth quarter. You had two lead changes in the last 1 minute 40 seconds, and Omaha North was at the door with 35 seconds left at the 15. Miller North's secondary, sometimes much maligned by myself, held up for three incomplete passes. They stuck Isaac Ockery, their returning all-state quarterback, in there as an extra defensive back, and he was so upset. He got his hands on a ball, and he wanted that interception. It would have been a nice cap to his career, but I think he'll take the gold medal anyway. 17-14 final in that ball game after missed a 32-yard field goal by the Omaha North Vikings that sailed wide left. I think that was affected by their kicker having missed one that hit the right upright earlier in the game, and I think that was a natural correction.
This is just something that we've talked about in passing in the past. There have been some games decided on college fields with college goalposts that high school kids don't have. Anything that hits an upright that was played at the old UNO Stadium or played here would be good on a high school field, and there's really no way to correct that.
No, and it's the same for both teams. You're kicking at the same set of goalposts, and Foster Field's the same way. You know,
yes.
That's Chatham State, and you know, you've got several. Well, Crete plays at Doane College, and Seward plays at Concordia. So you've got several teams during the year playing at college facilities, and you know, it's the rub of the green. It's kind of like golf sometimes.
We were talking about this a little bit last night. How will this era of football be remembered? And I said in eight man it's going to be remembered as the post Howells era. Somebody's going to have to do something special to be remembered in this decade of football that was dominated for 15 years by Howells. And Elgin Pope John has started that with back-to-back titles.
They have, and the Wolfpack has done it with defense, a very efficient offense, and they were a team that made all their extra point tries yesterday. And yeah, that was something I always wondered how Howells, with all its greatness, they were probably bad at 33% on two-point conversions, and Pope John, you know, those 2 points start to add up, and, you know, that's 10 points that, other teams don't get. So, congratulations to the Wolfpack. I think Giltner has had a string of exceptional passing games. Jeff Ashby is very content, it seems, to stay there and develop kids. I think his next quarterback probably played offensive line this year. That's what Jake Finley did a couple years ago. So they moved from the offensive line back into the quarterback slot, and they've been toughened up by that. But, you know, what a season for Jake Finley. 67 touchdown passes, zero interceptions, although Chad Hayer of Humphrey St. Francis almost ended it on the very last throw. He had his hands on that one.
Yeah, and a couple things I want to touch on, because I'll put you on the spot here a little bit. When you first got a chance to see Jake Finley, a lot of the passing yardage was sometimes they run the running back inside on the jet sweep and hand it to him. Half the time he's just kind of pitching it to him, and Hawthorne or whoever's doing a lot of the running yards. Yesterday in that championship game, we didn't see that once. He actually was back there throwing the ball as a quarterback. So did your thoughts on him change at all?
Yeah, I was much more impressed with what he did using the full field. And St. Francis had seen that jet sweep, obviously, on the films they had gotten, and they took that away from Giltner. So what does Ashby and Finley do? They go back to the downfield pass and used Henricks and Hastings much more. And, 35 of 52 passing. you know, you're making a lot of connections, and they weren't the little shovel pass up the middle. Now, that's to their credit, too. That's very effective because if it doesn't work out, it's an incomplete pass. Last year, they kind of ran that jet sweep behind, and if you're pitching it back and that ball hits the ground, it's a fumble.
Yeah.
Here, it's an incomplete pass if you don't make the connection. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. You've got to have a special package of players, and to do it in an eight-man two school is very unique. And, you know, going back to the Howells thing, Geltner can thank Dodge for taking Howells up in the consolidation up to eight-man one and getting them out of the way. But that said, you know, BDS took Howells Dodge out up at Dodge, or up at Howells that night, and then Exeter Milligan took out BDS, and Elgin Pope John takes out Exeter Milligan. So
tell me what you think about Exeter Milligan for the fans that are listening back home on the Breeze and ESPN Radio. They were a very young football team. They got a lot of kids coming back. How does Howells Dodge, now that they're not invincible, are they still just automatic at the top line for 2013? What does Exeter Milligan look like?
You know, I think you've got to look at the Wolfpack and the Timberwolves as being two of the top teams. Howells Dodge is one of the reasons they combined forces is they're starting to lose kids. And, you know, they may have another year in them, and then I think you see a pretty precipitous drop in numbers and maybe talent, too. You know, they had an Iowa recruit on that team this year, Nathan Bajada. They're not going to have him next year. They're going to be good. Mike Spears can put together a team, but I liked what I saw from Exeter Milligan, and remember that Nolan White, very good athlete, comes from an athletic family, got hurt, broke his hand. They moved James Sluka to quarterback. He was more than serviceable. At one point yesterday, they had to move Kyle Jensen to run it, or to quarterback, because Sluka had go out. So for a time, they were playing their third string quarterback, and I think that the future looks good for the Timberwolves, and you know they could be back here next year with, you know, catching a break or two, just like anybody else. 8-man-1 seems pretty even.
Stu Postel, the Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. I'm still looking at precipitous. Let's take a look at what we've got right here. A lot of the West is 2-0 so far in the state championships.
Well, 3-0.
Well, can't count a well. If you're, I don't know if you can tie a six man, but what? Let's take.
Okay, 4-0. If you're, yeah. No, you can't. No, that's 3-1 because Sioux County was
be
west.
Farther west. But let's take a look at what you've got in this football game. We have seen major swings, and we saw a missed call on the first drive of the football game by Aquinas that could have been huge in this football game. Landon Stouffer obviously fumbled the football through the end zone, and they called him out of bounds. It led to the very next play being a touchdown. That will now be shoved far in the background because of the way this game has taken off, and there's been enough action and momentum swings that we'll forget about that. But how do you see this second half playing out?
You know, I think it's a test of how much Sutton has left in the tank. I think They're shorter in numbers than Aquinas. I mean, you take just look at the roster and the program, and
almost 2-1.
Yeah. Sutton had about 6-7 kids standing around their coaches that weren't working out in the 11-on-11 pregame warmups, and both teams use a lot of two-way players. But you got to wonder if attrition, you know, may kick in for Sutton. But I like what they've seen. They run a, you know, that nice inside veer. Wiseman's a very good quarterback. His deception's as good as I've seen from any quarterback this year. Being able to, you know, give it and pull it out and take off running himself, and you know he's 14-for-84 with a touchdown, and he has another half like that. And Sutton's going to be right around here at the end of the game. If Sutton had a kicking game, that. You know, maybe this is even a little more different than what this is.
And finally, we just got a minute here left. A quick look at the two games remaining later today that'll be here on ESPN Radio. Norfolk Catholic, Boone Central, Newman Grove put on an outstanding meeting the first time around, and it's had so many games to pass that everybody's different than tonight. Norris taking on Gross. Of course, there's the backstory with the injured young man at Norfolk Catholic, as if they needed more to play for, but everybody's been thinking about that young man. Quickly, a thought of those two games.
Well, the C1 games rematch, Norfolk Catholic won the first one 35-31. They need to stay on even keel. I don't know what the plans are for them with with seeing Isaac Pfeiffer, the injured player. He's down here at Madonna. I don't know if they come down here early. You know, do they see him after the game? It would be awfully late. Well, not with the afternoon game. They could go see him afterwards. But they've got to stay on even keel. Remember, they're playing a very good football team that's only gotten better once they shift, once Boone Central Newman Grove shifted from the wing T to the I to take advantage of their size in the line. And so that's a little different. They did not show that I formation against Norfolk Catholic the first time. So I think it's going to be an interesting ball game there. And then in the B game, I think it's defense. If James Kruger can dent the Cougar defensive front, which Colton Steer was barely able to do in a comparable type back, comparable type line, the first in the when Gross beat Crete earlier in this year when Crete was still a factor. You know, I look for that to be 13-7, 13-10, something like that.
Deadline, no problem.
Well, I hope they keep the ball on the ground, both teams.
Last question. I want to get you on Doug and Daddy sometime between football and basketball season, but we know how time flies. Shrine Bowl comes to Kearney. Just a quick thought.
Well, you know, it's the first time it's been outside of Lincoln since it got there in 60. It was in Omaha in 59. The press release that they sent out was wrong. Imagine that. You know, Kearney's going to be a great host. They've got the parade at 10 o'clock, game at 2 o'clock. I just don't know. The mystique and being able to play at Memorial Stadium has been the lure for many years. The NCAA took that away with I won't say the word, rule.
Yeah.
It's a stupid rule for a decent reason, a stupid rule. Over all-star games and the proliferation of camps and things like that run by outside agencies. But it's going to Foster Field. It'll be interesting to see how the kids take to it.
Well, it will be this summer. We'll talk more about it here as that has become, and Bill Carlin gets to be one of the coaches, so we've got a lot about that to talk. And Stu, we'll let you get back to work. Thanks for giving us some time here at the half.
You're welcome. We'll see you during hoops.
You bet. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. We'll look at the stats right after this.
The Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner. Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 32 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quick look at your first half stats here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. First of all, for Aquinas, Austin Swoboda, 9 carries, 54 yards. Landon Stouffer, 6 carries for 44 yards. Matt Jacob, 6 carries for 30 yards. They all have one touchdown. Rushing the ball, Aquinas, 25 carries for 111 yards. They have thrown the ball one time, a 49-yard pass play for Trev Samrat as he threw it to Seth Hoffman, who rumbled down the – or excuse me, as he threw it to Cody Krafka, who rumbled down the field. So 49 through the air, 111 on the ground. That's 160 yards of total offense for Sutton. Cole Wiseman, 14 carries, 84 yards and a touchdown. Mitch Carlson, 11 carries, 49 yards. Trey Raymer, 6 carries, 26 yards. Brody Yost carried it once for 12 yards. 34 rushes, 169 yards. Wiseman is 2 of 4 through the air for 16 yards. So 185 for Sutton, 160 for Aquinas. 12 first downs for Sutton, 8 for Aquinas.
penalties, 3 for 15 on Sutton, 1 for 15 on Aquinas. Time of possession, 14-10 for Sutton, 9-50 for Aquinas. 3 punts for Sutton, 1 for Aquinas. We have not had a turnover in this football game. It's 21-14 Aquinas, and they'll get the ball to start the second half. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings, will kick it off after this 30-second break.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
With our producers back at the studios, Grant Carney, John in Hastings, Larry Baker, and Doug Duda here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, we want to thank all the many fine sponsors throughout the year for allowing us to bring you exciting high school athletics, wrapping up on this championship Tuesday. Of course, basketball and wrestling right around the corner, but Sutton ready to boot it away here. This is a key play to the second half, Larry.
Yeah, no question.
It's a squib onside that doesn't even get past the front line and is covered at the 43, so not what Sutton had in mind.
No, and this is big pressure for Sutton. Sutton's got to get a stop here. This is the second half of the two-for-one that they basically got. They don't want to go down 28-14 here. If they can get a stop here and keep this thing to a score or tie it right back up, they need to pick up on that momentum that they had in the second quarter, Doug.
Well, here comes Aquinas, up 21-14. They've scored the last two touchdowns. They scored the first and the last two, the two in between by Sutton sandwiched in there. And on first down and 10, it's going to be a pitch play to Stouffer, trying the left side, follows his blocks to the 45-50 into Sutton territory, and brought down just across the first down marker at the 47-yard line. So Landon Stouffer already off to a good start here, and so is Aquinas in the second half.
And that's Aquinas football at its best. Going to just go student body toss there. They're going to toss that ball out there and pull everybody. And Stouffer, I mean, he comes in just under 1,000 yards, and that's how he's gotten them.
First down and 10 again. And they will send the pitch man in motion to the right side this time. That is Eric Kobza. He gets to the 45, and he'll be upended at the 40-yard line and brought down there, but another gain of 6.
Yeah, and they had him tackled in the backfield, Doug. Trey Raymer had him in the backfield and just missed.
So Aquinas coming out the first drive of the second half, much like the first drive of the first half, where they only had to march 50 yards and punched it right in. 21-14, Aquinas leads it first minute of the second half here on the Breeze and ESPN Radio. Second down, call it 4. And they'll send Cobes in motion, give it to Swoboda over the right side. The fullback runs over a man, needs some help. Brody Yost hangs on, and Raymer will come over to finish him off at the 35, but it's enough to move the chains of first down.
Yeah, and David City Aquinas has picked up right where they left off in the first half, running their just basic offense and running it really, really well. You know, they're on the season they've averaged 8.5 yards a carry. Today they're averaging about 6.5, Doug, so they're getting what they want.
First and 10 at the Sutton 35-yard line. Man in motion, Stouffer. That pitch play goes to him left hash. There's some room. He takes it outside, 30, 25. Knocked down from behind by Mitch Carlson, but another first down near the 20-yard line. A gain of 15. And Stouffer is finding a way to move the football here. Their first three touchdowns, Swoboda from 1 yard, Jacob from 4, and Stouffer from 9 in the last minute of the half. Sutton's two touchdowns, a 4-yard run from Wiseman, and a 6-yard pass from Wiseman to Reed Stone on fourth and goal. It is first and 10 again as they're moving the ball right down the field are the Aquinas Monarchs. Swoboda off left tackle that time, coming through and not letting him get much, maybe a yard as he tackles him forward. Little blitz that time of Trey Raymer.
Yeah, Trey Raymer and Max Olson came in there with on the stop, Doug. Big key here is, you know, Stu touched on this just a little bit at the half. We're actually seeing Sutton be about a step slow. On every play, David City Aquinas is subbing, you know, 2 to 4 guys on both offense and defense, and, of course, Sutton doesn't.
Stack strong to the right side, and the quarterback will hand it off to Kobza, who goes behind his blockers on the right side, inside the 15, down to the 11-yard line, just short of the first down, a gain of 8, third and 1.
Yeah, and you're just Sutton looks a step slow up front here. This looks a lot like that very first drive of the game for David City Aquinas, where they were really physical up front.
Third and one, sell out, you make it fourth, make Aquinas make a decision right here. They march it right down your throat. If you can make a play here, make Aquinas make a decision on fourth down.
My guess is they'll go outside.
Swoboda, big ear hole over the right side, easily gets the first down to the 7-yard line. He is tackled from behind by Max Olson, so Aquinas changing up a little bit about what they're doing blocking-wise, apparently, Larry.
Well, and you just saw Trey Raymer after that play kind of put both of his hands on his helmet and just like, what's going on? Like, what's happened here now? How's this happening? And it looks like Aquinas has come out with a little more intensity. They haven't made any adjustments to what they're doing.
Trev Samard first and goal at the 7-yard line, and he'll give it to Swoboda off the left side, and before he is hit, he's down to the 3. And something that we're seeing more and more now as this game moves along by Aquinas, as the tackle is made by Johnson and Olson again, is that a lot of the tackles are forward. They're getting 2 yards falling down every time, or getting tackled. They're getting 2 more yards by going forward.
Yeah, I mean, this is a mirror image of that drive early in the game where it just looked like they were the physically dominant team.
Second and goal, ball at the 3. Quick snap. They give it to Stouffer. Left side trying to follow his blockers. He gets to the 1. He stretches for the goal line, and he's into the end zone for his second touchdown of the afternoon. Landon Stouffer makes it 27-14 Aquinas.
I'll tell you what, Doug, off of that, you mark it down. If they need it anywhere in this game, that's about the third time they've run that play, and if they ever naked boot that and run that same play quarterback keeps it, you will see him run for a long ways. Now, his stats don't show it to where they must never do it, but they do not respect him at all.
Yeah, Semrad doesn't run the ball, and that's why they do that. And coming in, Stouffer to add the PAT. So the opening drive of this second half only has to travel 54 yards, and it's good enough to put Aquinas up. They've scored 21 in a row with 8:29 to go in the third quarter, 28-14 Aquinas leading Sutton. We're back in a minute.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Landon Stouffer kicks it away to Brody Yost. He fakes the reverse, goes all the way from the right to the left, and he breaks a tackle at the 15, and he does get to the 20. The kid ran 60 yards to get 10, and it'll be first down and 10 for Sutton again at the 20. Every time that they kick off, it started at the 20. That one just didn't get into the end zone.
Yeah, that one they actually returned there, but you're right. He tried to make the most of that thing. He ran a lot of grass. He ran the entire red zone down there in their own territory.
Tackles in the first half, Austin Swoboda doing the job for Aquinas, 11 total tackles, 6 for Jake News to lead the way for Sutton. But Carlson and Olson have been all over the place as well. So first play of the second half, Wiseman tries to pop outside. He's hit 2, 3, 4 times, and finally they drive him down, but they just bounced him down the line of scrimmage. He gets credit for a yard to the 21 before he is finished off by Evan Cronda.
Yeah, I mean, Cranda comes in to finish him off, Doug, but I think every defender took their shot at whacking him, you know.
So second down and 9. The difference in the first half is Sutton got the ball 3 and out and got crushed and then got the ball back after the score. They can't afford to go 3 and out here. They've got to pick up where they were in the end of the first half. And here's a handoff to the fullback who didn't even seem like he got started and brought down after a yard. Mitch Carlson looked like he had his foot stuck in the turf there.
That was straight dive. That wasn't a veer play. And you'd like to see Sutton come back to that inside veer. They had tremendous luck with it. And it looks to me like David City Aquinas is still in that 30 front, the same front that Sutton had the success against the first time.
It's going to be third down and a near 7-yard situation here for Cole Wiseman and Sutton, and he'll keep it on the option play to the right side. He gets tripped up. He didn't get much. He'll dive across the 25 to the 27. Matt Jacob got him from behind, and it is fourth down here for Sutton. Fourth and 3 at their own 27.
Yeah, and the defensive end, Seth Hoffman there, number 44 for David City Aquinas, blew that thing up. He took Wiseman off of his track, and they were able to get him coming back. This starts to get scary, Doug, now in where we're at. Sutton needs a big stop here.
Wiseman, the punter, just didn't seem to be a whole lot of pep in that whole series. Wiseman boots it away, aims for the sideline. And it doesn't take much of a bounce. It goes out of bounds at the 42-yard line. He got about 2 yards of roll. 23-8 is a 31-yard punt, and Aquinas has never had to go very far. Their worst starting field position is their own 35.
Right. But you talk about that, like in that last offensive series, there wasn't a lot of pep in Sutton. It wasn't when they were on defense either, and you kind of see them now. They look a little tired. It's taken them a while to get to the ball.
And does not bode well because Aquinas is going to keep on bringing it. Semrad will send Jacob in motion. Back to pass, Semrad. He'll throw it out here in the flat, and it is off the fingertips of his running back, Landon Stoper. He did look deep first and then went to his second receiver, who is only 2 in the pattern.
Right. They ran a deep route and then a speed out as a check down. But what you see right there is Aquinas smells blood in the water. They know this score could do it, Doug. And they come right out there running the ball at will, and they come out throwing it, going for the jugular here. They smell blood in the water.
6:13 to go in the third quarter. Aquinas 28, Sutton 14, after the Mustangs were up 14-7 midway through the second quarter. And here's that double handoff again. They get it back off the left side to Stoper. It's well covered by Sutton this time. Get him out to the 46-yard line, a gain of about 4. And the first man in on the tackle looks to be Olsen again.
Yeah, and Sutton did a much better job that time. That play's been open for about 15 yards every time they've run it. Sutton's made a good adjustment there. This is a big third down. Sutton's got to get their defense off the field here.
Third down and 6 for the Monarchs at their own 46-yard line. Split out wide to the right, Ryan Favrina. Wing left is Jacob, right is Stoper. They've got Hoffman as the fullback. Pitch play to Jacob, trying to go sweep right side. He cuts up on the seam and is stacked up and won't get it. He's not even close. Got a yard and a good job coming through there with a lot of momentum. Jake Noose.
And I'm going to tell you, Trey Raymer did a great job there. He used his hands, stood the tight end up, and didn't allow himself to get logged back inside. He held that outside leverage, forced that ball back inside.
And a punting situation here for just the second time in the ball game for the David City Aquinas Monarchs. Hoffman, good punter, and gets a dandy away here that's going to be fair caught at the 17-yard line. It is a 36-yard punt and no return. Fair caught down there by Noah Johnson. So Sutton will take over. Neither team able to do anything on their first possession or their last two possessions. Aquinas scored on their first possession of the quarter. The next two were 3 and out for each team.
That was a big stop for Sutton here. Now, and you can see the players trying to get the crowd into it a little bit there. There's a little momentum, a little juice in them now. They've just got to understand you're tired, things like that. You know, we brought our little band here, and Aquinas brought their army. Man, forever's a long time, and you got 16, 17 minutes of football left forever.
You know, another thing, Larry, is that Aquinas has got like nine coaches over there. It's three coaches, and it's basically Coach Raymer and Coach Sponberg and Coach Wiseman helping them out as well. But, you know, you don't have as many sets of eyes, and you've got the same mind there as Wiseman is tossed down by Hoffman on the option behind the line of scrimmage at the 14.
Yeah, and Hoffman's had himself a whale at state title games this year and last year. He was big in that game last year. He's played really big tonight. But you are exactly right. I mean, David City Aquinas brings in what looks like a college team, all the coaches all dressed fancy, and they got a lot of kids, man. And Sutton's doing it old school, man. They're just down there coaching their hearts out, and their players are playing their hearts out, and they deserve to be here very much in this game. And one play here could turn the whole thing.
Loss of three, second down and 13. They'll just power it off the right side with Mitch Carlson, and he'll get those yards they lost on the sack and one more. It'll be third and nine at the 18.
And for the second time today, they ran outside Veer there instead of inside Veer and got a little bit. But these third and longs have started to mount for Sutton a little bit. In the second quarter when they had it going, Doug, it was third and manageable. Sure, third and short, they weren't ever behind the chains, and now they seem to be behind the chains on every series.
Raymer going to split out wide to the left out of the shotgun. Cole Wiseman on third and nine. Three-step drop, pump fake, throws it down the seam, and the ball is incomplete. The wide receiver was tripped up, and on the coverage was Evan Cranda. Sutton fans were hoping for an interference, but that's kind of that incidental deal where the feet get tangled up. He was looking for his main man, Reed Stone.
Yeah, and his outside receiver, the number one receiver to that side, was open, Doug. The number two receiver wasn't. The safety had inside position there.
So a punting situation, and not even standing across midfield are Stouffer and Jacob here to return it for Aquinas as Wiseman stands at his five. The kick is away. High spiraling kick. They back away from. The ball is touched. But by who? A penalty flag comes out. I think he meant to throw his beanbag. And they're going to give the ball to Sutton. They're going to give the ball to Sutton. They say it bounces off the Aquinas man. Short, it is covered by Max Olson.
Yeah, Doug, there's no question. It hit the blocker right there. And I think you're right. He did not mean to throw a flag. He was throwing his beanbag. And Sutton fell right on the ball. This is the little charge here they needed. Big turnover, big momentum shift, and I'd come with a big shock play right here if you've got it.
It's at the Aquinas 48. Well, their shock play is that seam route to Reed Stone, which they finished the game off with Donovan Trumbull. Will they use it, or will they try and establish that run, get a drive going here? 28-14 Aquinas, 3 minutes to go. Hand off fullback. Carlson up the middle, finds a little bit of room across the 45, down to the 41-yard line. A gain of seven.
Yeah, that was Trey Raymer there, Doug, and he's been tough. When they've given him the ball with a blocker in front, he's done a nice job keeping his feet moving and driving, and he's just got a lot of will to every run.
See, I like that play. I would love to see Sutton just power it right down Aquinas here, use the rest of this quarter and drive it into the end zone. Second down and three. Wiseman pulls it out of his fullback, pivots back to the left, has the first down to the 35-yard line. He just finds the needle, the eye in the needle, and slithers through it for another first down.
He does that so well. A little inside Veer play. It was a pull read, and when he pulled it, Doug, a lot of guys, well, you're taught to come down the line of scrimmage, and he doesn't. Most generally, he stops and cuts that thing all the way back against the grain. He made a lot of money this year doing it.
2:10 to go in the third quarter. Aquinas 28, Sutton 14. Mustangs late coming out of the huddle. First and 10 at the Monarch 35-yard line. Out of the I formation, Wiseman. He's going to go on the end around to Yost. Cuts it up and tackled forward for only a gain of a couple. Again, that's staying home, and the tackle is made by Eric Kobza.
Yeah, and Yost made a great decision there, Doug, to just cut that thing up, get his yard, because the David City Aquinas defenders were standing out there waiting, and a lot of times you see that receiver try to belly it out around them, and that's where they get beat. He didn't.
They're always thinking big play.
That's
on
right.
That play, they're thinking big play. And I agree. A good job of cutting that one up. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, as well as KLIQ FM Hastings, Sutton, Giltner.
The state football championship, Wiseman, goes reverse to the right side, 30 to the 25. Boy, he put that in the belly of his fullback, Carlson, who was being stood up, so he had to jab that, grab that ball back out, and he makes a big play right to the first down marker. He's going to be just short, third and inches.
There we see it again. He runs that inside veer play to the left. It's a pull read, so he pulls it, and he takes that thing all the way back to the right. Boy, you'd never coach it that way, but when you've got an athlete that good and is that comfortable doing that, you don't want to take it away from him, that's for sure.
They would measure this most of the time, but they know that the ball has to be touching the chalk, the 25, and it's not. So quarterback sneak possibly here. Nope, Wiseman just hands it to Raymer off the right side, and he doesn't get it.
Loses the yard.
That quick snap costs you because Aquinas knows it's coming as well, and they anticipate it, and they're going to lose yardage. It's going to be fourth and a full yard now. Kind of a wasted down when it's not converted.
That's right. Now, I think you come back to your veer play again. I think you come back to your veer play, your money play. And again, David City Aquinas is going to send the guy off, bring a new guy on. I mean, they sub on almost every play.
Fourth and one, key play here, Wiseman. Would love to draw him off sides. Comes back under center. Quarterback sneak, and he's got it. Across the 25 to the 24. Tried to pull a little razzle-dazzle there like they were trying to draw him off sides. Covering him up there on the tackle is James Burrish. But really everybody stood still except the center and two guards.
And then, Doug, early in the game or in the second quarter, they called timeout in that situation. I think Aquinas thought he was going to step back up and call timeout.
Well, they don't have to run another play, and that brings us to the end of the third quarter as it moved along very quickly here in the C2 State Championship game. It's Aquinas 28 and Sutton 14, but Sutton on the move. It's first and 10 at the Monarch 24 when the fourth quarter starts in 1 minute. State football brought to you in part by Dunham Sports.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here from Memorial Stadium. Don't forget, we will have the Norfolk Catholic Boone Central Newman Grove game at 2:45, as well as Norris Omaha Gross at 7:15 on ESPN 1460 and 1550 tonight. All games are also available on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Right now, Sutton trying to keep this a game here in C2. David City Aquinas 28, Sutton 14.
And Doug, here's the thing. Coach Raymer talked about it. He wanted to be in the fourth quarter and have the score 28-21, quote-unquote, by him. And he said, I don't really care which side of that I'm on. We'll either go in late to score a winning touchdown or we'll hold them out if we're the one with 28. Well, he prognosticated this here a little bit if they can get this one in.
And then it comes down to two-point conversions, as we have talked about for years. So here we go, first and 10 at the 24-yard line of the Monarchs. Out of the I formation, quick snap, and they'll hand it off to the fullback. They've really been covering Mitch Carlson better here in the second half. He'll come forward for about a yard and a half.
Yeah, they've answered the question. They made the adjustment at the half on their inside veer, but it has opened up Cole Wiseman, who's now gone over 100 yards on the day, Doug, rushing.
Second down, they'll mark it at 9. Ball between the 22 and the 23-yard line here of Aquinas. Haven't had to throw the ball much today. Been okay when they have. And this time, back to pass, looking for the tight end. Going to the end zone. The ball a little underthrown. Tipped and incomplete. That time looking for Yost. Good coverage there to close on that by the Aquinas D-back in Evan Cranda.
And it was just underthrown, Doug. If he throws it out in front of him, that's a touchdown.
And it's so tough, too, Larry, because
if you're going to throw it, you need to complete it. Now it puts you in third and long, third and nine. It's still going to be a two-down situation here, but they throw it so few times that when you do put it in the air, you hope to convert. You need to convert on a day like this.
Yeah, no question.
So they'll line up in the eye with Twins to the left this time. Quick snap, throw it down the line of scrimmage to Yost, looking for a block, gets it, tackled at the 16. Ooh, not a very good spot, depending on where they come in here, maybe the 17. And he's going to be short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and about 3 yards to go.
I like the play call there, Doug. It was a matter of, you know, maybe get the first down, but make fourth down manageable. We know they're not going to kick a field goal. It was about making fourth down manageable there. I like that.
Well, you can hear the crowds coming into it. Here we go, fourth and three for Cole Wiseman. Looks at the sidelines, comes back under his center, Olson. Calls the cadence, and Wiseman again looks over to the sideline here. Oh, are they going to burn a timeout? Yes, they are. That'll be their first one of the second half. 10:45 to go. And they're not really doing anything heady to try and make Aquinas jump and get that automatic first down. But they've decided to use the timeout. So 10:45 to go in the game. 28-14 Aquinas, and a crucial fourth and three coming up for Sutton at the Monarch 17. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton Mustangs the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around the Sutton area for over 14 years. They're one of the best to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any other joint discomfort. Call for your appointment at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Mustangs, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is another glorious day for football here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. 10:45 remains in the C2 championship game. It is Aquinas 28 and Sutton 14. Doug Duda and Larry Baker with you here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Fourth and three, Sutton at the Monarch 17-yard line. They've burned a timeout to go over the play. Man wide right and left. Back to pass Wiseman. Pump fake. Wants to scramble and run. He is secured. He is hit. He is stretching, and it's going to be close. It's all about the mark. And the thing I don't like about this, Larry, is they didn't have anybody to see where his knee went down. They ran in from the backfield and then kind of estimated, but it looks like a decent mark.
It does. It looks like it's going to be a first down.
It is.
But, Doug, you're exactly right. And as a coach, it drives you bananas in exactly what you just talked about. Is how there's no way to get a precise spot there.
It is a first down between the 13 to the 14-yard line, and that's all that matters. Cole Wiseman able to play pinball long enough to get bounced forward for the first down. So we'll call it first and 10 at the 13-yard line. Wiseman, quarterback keeper, tries to follow his fullback, gets to the 11, and he is just manhandled down. Seth Hoffman among those on the tackle.
Yeah, and that looked like a little fear play where they called it from the huddle that it would be follow. Like if you run that inside veer and say follow, it's a called pull, where had they given that ball there, the fullback was open to go.
Second down and eight at the 11-yard line. Now kind of at a must-score situation for Sutton. Wiseman, quarterback keeper around the left end, needs some blocks, has some blocks, gets to the five, gets to the four, and he's going to be right at that first down marker again.
I love that play call, Doug. At some point here, you just have to put it in his hands and say, you know what, we're 10 minutes from a yellow medal or a silver medal, but the guy that got us here is number three, and we're going to go with him.
They're going to bring the chains in to look at this to see whether it's a first down or not. And now they just say, no, it is a first down. So they drop they don't even bring the chains in, and they will call it a first down, the ball between the three and the four. First and goal, Sutton. They've scored on a Wiseman run and a Wiseman pass. Ball the left hash. Quick snap to Raymer. Off the left side, breaks a tackle, but then is stood up at the two. Boy, usually they break that first contact. It's a big play, but not that time. Gang tackling again, led by James Burrish.
I really like the way Trey Raymer runs. He runs tough. He did a great job. Doug, if you look across the sideline at the David City Aquinas sideline, there's a coach over on his hands and knees looking at his play sheet. He's tired of it too, I think.
It's second and goal at the two. Wiseman under center.
takes the snap, keeps it himself around the left end, ducks up into the end zone for a Sutton touchdown.
That's big. They've answered what they needed to do here, Doug. They got a stop after the opening touchdown, took the ball down the field, 13 plays, 46 yards.
It wasn't easy, but a great job of following his blockers out there. Raymer with a great block to clear space for him to cut it back in. But now what could be the most important play is his two-point conversion. This will mess with Aquinas' mind. You have to get this in. They put it in the middle of the field, and it's going to be a toss play that Raymer fumbles.
And he might have gotten hurt on that, Doug. He got blasted when he dove down for that ball.
He does get up. I want to see that on the replay to see if that might have been a halfback pass that they were looking at there. It was a simple toss to Raymer that he didn't handle cleanly. So with 9:09 to go in the game, it's Aquinas 28 and Sutton 20. We'll have the kickoff in a minute.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs. The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9:09 to go in what will be a memorable C2 championship game for the winner of this contest. It is Aquinas 28, Sutton 20. Aquinas has made two extra points and a two-point conversion. And for Sutton, they are one of three on their two-point conversions right now. That is one of the differences in the ball game. And Reed Stone, talking to some of his kickoff mates before he boots this ball away, which is unusual.
He must have somebody lined out.
And Stone pooches this one down to about the 20. Will it stay in bounds? Yes, it's picked up at the 14. On the left sideline, return to the 20, to the 25. No matter where they tackle him, it'll be the worst starting field position of the game for Aquinas, and it's going to be right about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, Sutton again. Sutton, get a big stop here, and you flip everything in this game. You know, so the muffed punt return, that turnover changed it here, made this thing a one-score game. Remember, that's how Sutton got the ball.
Newt Wisbacka in on that, number 45 for Sutton, and I hope I got that right for you, buddy. It is first down and 10 at the 27, and it's going to be a fullback handoff to Hoffman, who lowers his shoulder one-on-one with Max Olson. There's a big collision, and then he goes forward for another 3 yards out to the 35-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8.
And that's what Aquinas is going to want to do here. They're going to want to run their fullback, run their sweep. You'll probably see that counter, that little double reverse play. They're going to stay inside themselves here and just keep that clock running.
Yet to have a turnover. Second and 2. And they'll give it to Hoffman again. It's trying to tackle a bowling ball, and Olson stands him up, but he needs help from his buddies, and Hoffman never does go down. They have to blow the play dead because of progress.
Yeah, it's going to be a first down. Been one turnover, Doug. That's what led to the last 6 points by Sutton on the muffed punt.
Oh, here. Pardon me. You're correct.
But what we, you know, what Sutton needs here, Sutton, I think, is going to have to take the ball away from him. Sutton's going to have to get another turnover, by the way it looks here.
First and 10 at their own 39-yard line. Long count this time, and they'll give it to Stouffer around the left end. Has the seam, 45-50, and into Sutton territory at the 48-yard line, and another Monarch first down. That's right, it was Olson recovering the fumble off the punt, the shorter punt bounced off one of the Aquinas Monarchs on coverage team. And it was covered at the Aquinas 48-yard line, led to the 14-play, 48-yard drive. It's hard to run that many plays in that short a distance, but Sutton ended up doing it. First and 10, Aquinas. Sutton's got to come up with a stop. And they'll hand it to Hoffman again, who picks his way through to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to 30. It takes a whole bunch of Mustangs to drag him down, and they finally do at the 23-yard line. And something else you can't forget now, they are very confident in Stouffer kicking the ball, and a field goal would make it a two-possession game.
Right, Doug, and I hate to bring this up, but do you realize the difference in this game right now is what happened at the end of the first half? With whatever it was, 2:40 or whatever, minute 50, whatever it was, right there at the end, and the Monarchs went down and scored.
Sutton still has to find a way to stop Aquinas, and Hoffman, the bowling ball, fresh legs, just continues to run it up the middle. First down and 10 at the 23 of the Mustangs. This time Stouffer around the left end follows his pulling guard, and he's going to get to the 20. He's going to get to the 18. Boy, everything is big right now. Doesn't look like there's much there, but there's so many gold and black bodies out front to block.
Yeah, that was 14 points that the Monarchs put on the board there between that drive and when they first got the ball here in the third quarter. And, of course, they lead by 8. You know, they'd be going in here to tie the game.
Yep, two touchdowns in a 3.5-minute span in the last 4.5 of the first half. Second down and 2 for the Monarchs. They are at the 18-yard line of Sutton. And they will hand it to Hoffman up the middle. There's a hole again to the 15, to the 10. Try to strip the ball, but they can't get the ball popped loose. He'll be brought down by Noah Johnson at the 8. First and goal, Aquinas. 6:38 to go, 28-20. Aquinas leading Sutton.
Hoffman is making them pay right now. He is running extremely tough.
And for Seth Hoffman, he can do it when he is asked to. Hoffman, so far on the year, 775 yards. They just didn't use him much today. Now they are using him in crunch time. Quarterback Trev Semrad sets him down. First and goal at the 8. Hoffman still a step behind him. Stouffer, the halfback, to the right side. Stouffer in motion. Hoffman off the left side. Gets to the 5. Walks into the end zone for an Aquinas touchdown. They went to their... whatever they had, they're number one. This is what we do. This is how we line it up, and this is where we run it. And they just took it right down the field.
And, you know, you talked about that, Doug, that they hadn't really used him so far to that point in the game. You know, he comes in, gets 6 carries for 42 yards, basically that drive. Fresh set of legs. I mean, you bring in a 700-yard back in the fourth quarter.
Now Stouffer with the extra point kick. It is on the way, and it is good. 6:14 to go in the football game. It's not over yet. Aquinas 35, Sutton 20. It's the Mustangs' turn. When we come back in a minute, you're listening to the High School Football Playoffs, brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and a full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the only way to make state championships more memorable is to do it in an incredible fashion, and Sutton has put themselves in a spot where if they win it, it would be an incredible fashion. Down by 15 with 6 minutes and 14 seconds to go.
Yep, still a two-possession game. They're in good shape here if they can get a score and just make it a one-play game, you know, like they just had it. But they're going to have to stop David City Aquinas.
Well, they get the ball here, and Landon Stouffer to kick it away. Once again, it would be good if Sutton could get a return here.
but all but once as it went into the end zone, and Stouffer jacked up. This will be returnable, and it is going to be taken at the 11-yard line, and they do that end-around stuff again and hand it off, and that just killed him. That was not what you needed to do there. There was only one man coming up the field for Aquinas, and because they handed it off, they handed it right into the one man that was there.
Yeah, you take that straight up the field there, you're going to be somewhere around the 30, and who knows, maybe break a tackle. Now you're at the 15-yard line, and you're going to ask your magic man to get it going again. Geez, if they leaned on him.
Alex Reimers makes the tackle there for Aquinas. And here we go for Sutton. First and 10 at their own 15. They've never had great field position, only when they had the fumbled punt return or recovery. Wiseman's just going to keep it to the outside. Has a 20-25. Tries to follow that block, but coming off the block and bringing him down is Swoboda. Just a little more seal there, and he's got the whole sidelines for maybe more, but a nice run gets him the first down out to the 32, a gain of 17.
Yeah, he barely got a hold of the back of Wiseman's jersey there. Otherwise, we're watching him streak down the sideline.
They're trying to go as quickly as they can. I formation, and they'll run the same play to the left side. Nothing there. Cuts it back up to the 35. It is stacked up and shoved backwards.
Really interesting, Doug, there. They run that load coming that way. And the David City Aquinas defenders on the backside just stood there. Normally you teach them to chase and get a good angle, a pursuit angle. They just stood there. They know Cole Wiseman will turn that thing back around.
Second down and 8 after the 2-yard gain at their own 34. Hand it off to the fullback. Carlson gets what he can out to the 36, but it's going to be 3rd and 6. And more importantly, the clock continues to run. It'll be close to 5 minutes before they get this snap off.
You've got to find a way to get one going here. I mean, that last drive they had was great, but, they've just held the ball. You know, they've had the ball for over 24 minutes of this game. They've got to find a way to score quick here.
Elkoff out right. Also in the slot right is Noah Johnson. And now under 5 minutes. They are taking their time. 3rd and 6. Wiseman rolls to the right. Quarterback run. Tries to get the corner. Does. First down. 40-45. And steps out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. Even though it's a first down, once they mark it, 47-yard line. 8-10.
And I like this right here. I think he's the guy that can get you in the end zone fast. And I think you've just got to find a way to ride him, Doug. He's sitting here, he's, you know, right at around 140 yards on the day, 146 yards on 27 carries with 2 touchdowns, you know.
Keep that going, and eventually he's going to pull up and throw it to Reed Stone.
Yes.
He's over 1,850 yards on the season. Wiseman now is going to roll back in the pocket to throw all kinds of pressure. Rolls right now. There's nobody to throw it to, so he's going to have to throw it away. Aquinas wants an intentional grounding call.
Well, they should get it.
And they will throw the flag for intentional grounding. There is absolutely, because all the receivers ran to the left and they actually tried to keep Wiseman in the pocket, when he rolled to the right, there wasn't anybody on that half of the field, not that quarter of the field or that third of the field. There wasn't anybody on that half of the field.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking 45 yards to the nearest receiver. You know, there's no doubt. And, of course, the officials had to help all 15 David City Aquinas coaches over there.
Well, and there's nothing Cole Wiseman can do on that. He wasn't going to get any more yards running the football. And the Sutton fans don't like it.
No, they're probably arguing he's out of the tackle box.
He was out of the tackle box, and he definitely threw it past the line of scrimmage, but...
Wrong day. You guys play on Friday.
Yeah. So now that sets up 2nd and 15 on the intentional grounding ball on the right hash. Overload to the right side. Tries to go left. Look back to his right. Wiseman under pressure. And he's going to have to come forward for a short gain. He'll get to the 43-yard line. And Aquinas is going to bring pressure. They've got a 2-score lead. They can afford to get burnt once, and they're going to keep on bringing it.
Yeah, they've slicked their ears back, their hair back, and they're coming like their hair's on fire right now. They've really dialed it up.
Could you use another cliche?
Nope. That's three.
3 in 1 sentence. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here, seeing if Sutton can find a way. But it is now 3rd down and 13 at their own 44-yard line with 4:10 to go. They trail 35-20. Wiseman straight back blitz from the outside. He's hit. He didn't even see it.
He's hit. He didn't even see it coming through. There was Matt Jacob. And all the way back at the 34, a loss of 10.
Yeah, they dialed that up. They brought the corner there and passed the outside receiver to the safety. And you're exactly right. Never saw the thing coming.
He had everything going for him. He anticipated the snap count. He was on basically full sprint when the ball was snapped. And Wiseman had absolutely no chance. And so Sutton will burn a timeout, needing to find a way to convert fourth down and 23. State football playoff action brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime, along with Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back. This ball game was 21-14 at the half. Sutton did lead at 14-13 with 4:28 to go in the second quarter of play, but then two touchdowns before halftime were able to put Aquinas into the lead. They took that lead, by the way, 14-7, with 8:56 to go in the game in the second quarter, but just hasn't been the same Sutton since then.
No, you're exactly right. They just got wore down by a team that had a lot more depth. You got to give it to these Sutton Mustangs. They've played great all year, and in this game, they've just run up against a bigger team, and I don't mean by size, I mean by numbers. And this Sutton team has hung in there and been game the whole way.
Fourth and 23. They have to go for it at their own 34. Need to get to the Aquinas 43. Wiseman out of the shotgun. Looks like Max Protect this time. Aquinas is going to bring some pressure. Wiseman throws it underneath. Hook and lateral. The pitch is made. And trying to find some room, Trey Raymer, but it's just not going to happen as they were too close on the pitch and lateral there. And they get out to the 47. They're going to be about 6 yards short of the first down. Good idea, run the old Boise State hook and lateral down the field, but they were too close. There were three Monarchs there that had the first pass covered, and they didn't have to do much to come off to cover the pitch play to Raymer.
Well, what most guys want to do is they want to pitch that too soon. You have to pitch that after the defenders have committed to you. Great idea, good play call there. That'll probably do it, but I'll give it to this Sutton football team. They're going to be back next year, Doug.
A lot of great kids. Aquinas now going to try and run out the clock starting at the 46 of Sutton. They do the double handoff again, and Stoper is stacked up. I don't know why you would do that. Coach Mimic obviously is the brain, but you've got this game in hand. Don't start handing it off five times and leaving it on the turf.
Did you see how close that was to being fumbled?
Yes, it was. Stoper
exactly.
Had to stop. He had to stop to make sure that he had security of the football.
You just stick it in Seth Hoffman's belly and let the big boy rumble.
They actually lose 2 yards, second and 12, and that'll bring up Trev Semrad under the center. They actually have Swoboda back there. It'll be a pitch play to their running back Stouffer, trying to stretch him to the left side. They'd love to shove him out of bounds. He's smart enough to stop and get tackled at the 45-yard line. And that'll bring up a gain of about 4, and it'll be 3rd down and 8. So Sutton gets a stop here. They could get the football back with a little under 2 minutes remaining. If you stop them, you use your final timeout. The ball is at the Sutton 44-yard line. At the end of the ball game, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll wrap up this contest. We'll give you the final stats and look ahead to the final two games on ESPN Radio.
Naked boot. They'll never do it, but if I'm David City Aquinas, naked boot right here.
Trev Semrad, he's got Swoboda behind him. They put Stouffer in motion. They give it to the fullback Swoboda. He's got the first down, and that should be enough to do it. He got 8 on that play. That was the same play, basically. They were running with Hoffman on the last scoring touchdown drive, and Swoboda is able to do it to the 35.
Yeah, and they may score on this, Doug, going again. Sutton doesn't have an answer right now.
Aquinas trying to join Elgin Pope John as back-to-back state champions. Up next, it will be Boone Central and Norfolk Catholic. Hard to believe that Norfolk Catholic will go for their 3rd in a row, and they've been here 4 years straight. So they try to add to some of the domination. And again, here's a double handoff, and this time they give it back inside to Jacob from Stouffer, who gets to the 30-yard line and keeps the clock running. And Sutton has elected to use their final timeout here. With 1:44 to go in the championship, the Monarchs just have to hold on to the football. It's Aquinas 35, Sutton 20. We're back in a minute on the Breeze and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Does saving money interest you? Well, then come into Dunham Sports in Hastings, where you'll find incredible savings on sports equipment and clothing for your entire family. Find more savings online with our weekly online coupons at dunhamsports.com. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Or if you're a coach, sign up for the team plan. Find Dunham's on Facebook for even more offers. Save on everything sporting goods at Dunham Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with an 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Booked for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Second and five for Aquinas out of the Sutton timeout. They do hand it off to the fullback. Rumbles 25-20, 15, and a touchdown-saving tackle by Cole Wiseman. And Swoboda a little late to get up there, landing on his back. Going to be marked down at the 13-yard line. Now it's up to Aquinas what they want to do. They can kneel on the ball and end this football game, and it looks like Coach Mimic may be starting to bring some subs into the ball game. Normally you'd be running to your sideline where the crowd is and you start making noise. Well, Aquinas is on the far sideline with the construction. All the crowd is on the west and they're on the east. And I would think if you're Aquinas, you just take a knee. Sutton doesn't have any timeouts left. There's a minute 30 left to go in this football game.
You're exactly right. A touchdown here proves nothing, but bet you see it given to a fullback here.
Well, they still have Trev Semrad in there, and he's actually looking at his wristband. Hoffman, the fullback, they're going to hand it off over the right side, looking for some running room inside the 10. Is going to be Matt Jacob, and he'll be brought down at the 9-yard line.
See, I like that by Sutton. Sutton's not just going to give in here to anything. I mean, they've fought their way here all year, and they're not giving in to nothing here, and I like that, still playing hard.
Under a minute to go. Don't want it to look like it was a blowout because I don't believe it was.
No, I don't believe it was at all. This thing turned on the 2-for-1 at the end of the half. I believe that.
40 seconds to go, and Aquinas calls a timeout with 10 seconds left on the play clock here, and it looks like Coach Minnick is going to go ahead and sub here and allow his players to celebrate a little bit. 40 seconds to go in this state championship game. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout and be right back to Lincoln.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
You may call it the what are we going to do to stay out of the way Thanksgiving food prep bailout. But Bullseye calls it Turkey Eve low-key karaoke this Wednesday.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Goodell, Larry Baker back with you here as David City Aquinas has put in some new black and gold for the final 40 seconds here. They do have it at the 8-yard line. The second string quarterback is number 5, Connor Cranda. First and goal at the 8. Cranda's going to hand it to his fullback, who does a nice job to get to the 5-yard line. Second and goal, maybe time for one more play.
Yeah, they'll probably try to get their young guys one more.
Carrying the football that time, Larry, was Alex Reimers, a sophomore. And another timeout called here to bring in another set of players. So I like this. You get a chance to get all your kids in, run one play up to Sutton to try and stop them. They have kept most of their players in there. But, again, as we said, it'd be almost hard to sub because there's not really too deep here for Sutton. It's a vast, vast difference in the number of players on the roster.
Well, what you just saw is right now what David City Aquinas is doing is running a third-team offense onto the field. I mean, three full teams of offense they brought to this game, and that is a vast difference. There's a chasm between the two there, that's
for sure. Larry, if I've counted this right, 48 on the roster for Aquinas, 29 for Sutton.
That is such a huge difference. And, Doug, where that difference is actually made is Monday through Thursday, what you get to practice against, what you're able to do, those kinds of things.
So Aquinas comes in with their third stringer, still going to be the quarterback in Cranda, the freshman. Second and goal at the 5. They hand it off to the fullback. Nowhere to go. That should be the last play of this football game. No, another timeout called by Aquinas to kind of prolong things here. And maybe there's some kids that haven't quite got into the football game yet. Everybody trying to take a snap.
And we just had a stare and a head shake go across the field from Coach Raymer. And I don't blame him at this point about getting kids to play and stuff like that. You had time to do it. This thing's over. Enough. I mean, truthfully, and this is the coach in me coming out a little bit, congratulations, Coach Mimic. Congratulations to the community of David City and David City Aquinas. But in the football game, Sutton deserves some respect and some dignity here, too. They fought their tails off in this thing. Allow this game to end.
Fourth down coming up. It's 4th and 3 at the 5-yard line with 18 seconds remaining in the football game. The Misco Sports postgame show is coming up here. And for the Sutton Mustangs, they will end the season at 12-1. Aquinas will go 13-0, back-to-back state champions, the 6th championship in school history. They won. They were so dominant there in the early 90s. They won it in 93 and 94. They were the runner-up in 92. And now the back-to-back state champions as they run some players on here late.
Well, they got 9 players, I think, on the field right now, Doug.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Aquinas, 3-6. Yeah, they only have 9 players out there. And they'll take the snap, hand it to the fullback, and Stone and company will come in and make sure that he goes nowhere, and that will stop the clock actually with 13 seconds left, and Sutton will have to run a play because that was 4th down. So the end of the game being prolonged here, but what a football game we had, and as Stu Pospisil mentioned at halftime, he thought Aquinas would probably just end up wearing Sutton down, and they came out big on the first drive of the third quarter, and then right after Sutton scored, they stuffed it right down Sutton with a 7-play, 72-yard drive on the ground led by Seth Hoffman, and that finished it off.
Yeah, no question. David City Aquinas just sent their starters back out on defense, so I'm not sure if Coach Mimic wants this game over, doesn't want it over, or what the story is now, but he just sent his starters back out.
So it is 1st down and 10 at their own 5-yard line here as Cole Wiseman will take the snap. He'll run the option to the right side here. One final time for the season. He gets to the 10, to the 15. He's got the 1st down, which will stop the clock with 6 seconds to go. Sutton, some great seniors on this team with Brody Yost, Reed Stone, Mitch Carlson, Wispaka, we told you about him on tackle on special teams, Levi Henry, Jake Noose, Max Olson, Harrison Beal, Robbie Kelly, Austin Rath. They will not take another snap in this football game. It is over here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Sutton now has 2 state runner-up trophies and 1 state championship trophy. But what a game here today going up against one of the parochial powers of the state in Aquinas Catholic. They will celebrate their 2nd consecutive state championship, having to come from behind to do it, but a convincing 4th quarter as they take care of the Sutton Mustangs by a final score of Aquinas 35 and Sutton 20. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Keep it here on the Breeze 94.5 FM and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our high school football playoff coverage brought to you in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. We're back in a minute.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 32 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln at our Husker Power Products broadcast booth.
Husker Power Products, powered by LFP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power parts or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Doug Doodle, Larry Baker with you here. Randy Bushcutter and Jeff Babel will take over for our next two contests, 2:30 pregame, 2:45 kickoff for Norfolk Catholic and Boone Central Newman Grove in the C1 Championship. That ought to be an outstanding football game. It was 35-31 the first time around. And imagine this, how many teams have to play Pierce and Norfolk Catholic in back-to-back weeks? And that's what Boone Central had to do. They come up with an emotional win against Pierce in Week 2, and then they lose to Norfolk Catholic in Week 3, 35-31.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game. You know, those guys really battled it out up there all year. You know, Pierce beats Norfolk Catholic, and then Norfolk Catholic kind of rolls them in the playoffs. And Boone Central had to take the tough road as well through there with Adams Central and all that went on there. Really, C1 for the last couple of years, kind of that Northeast Nebraska, whoever, you know, Norfolk Catholic had to play Pierce, it usually was up there. But Norfolk Catholic's been the class here for a while. That game's shaping up to be very, very good. It was a close game the first time they played, and Boone Central's for real.
And a lot of the, you'll see this is their first time in the playoffs. And first, well, you got to remember, with the addition of Newman Grove, you got to go back to look at Albion and all the times that Boone Central has been in the playoffs. They have always been a fixture in the playoffs, but now getting to Memorial Stadium here in Lincoln. Then tonight, the Class B game, 7 o'clock, pregame, 7:15 kickoff for Norris and Omaha Gross. So four champions have been crowned. The first one of the three that have brackets East and West that is won by the East. And Aquinas does it today, 35-20 over the Sutton Mustangs. And it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's now. Keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Larry, I know you and the gang getting ready. Winter's already here. You've got them pretty much taken care of. But if they're not, you guys can take care of that.
Yeah, there's no question. The 2 days here, my phone's been ringing off the hook, and it's basketball coaches and wrestling coaches. If you can believe it, we've moved on to again, and we'll be outfitting the guys for track here before long.
Well, Steve Raymer will hand out the silver medals to his Sutton Mustang football team. And the thing, that, before we look at the final stats here, is Sutton, just a handful of years ago, and we're calling this a transition year, when some of these seniors were freshmen, it just wasn't pretty.
No, I mean, we're talking 0-8, 1-7, getting blown out in every game. They've done a great job, and it's not easy bringing a program back from something like that, Doug. And Coach Raymer and his staff really deserves a big nod for doing what they've done. And to be quite honest with you, Coach Spongeberg has a lot to do with that, Doug, and he's won back-to-back state titles in baseball. There's a winning atmosphere in that town with their wrestling program. They just needed to get a few things right in the football program, and now the football program is, of course, winning. Their basketball program's pretty good. So it was nice to see this football team do what they've done.
Well, we'll be back and take a look at some of the stats, put more on a wrap of this football game right after this on The Breeze at ESPN Radio, the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooke Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, and, of course, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our final game of this football season, and what a beautiful day we finished on. This might be nicer than the opening night of the football season. Remember, it was week zero. We had Kearney High and Pius. There was nothing too weather-wise that was great about that one.
No, that's exactly right. This has been, I mean, just unbelievable. The NSA's got to be happy, and all the participants and fans. There's a lot of times you come and sit in this stadium and freeze during this day, and definitely not the case here this week.
Well, we take a look back at this football game. Sutton and Aquinas, they both were the number one seeds in the East and the West, and Sutton comes in and gets beaten here. I'm going to imagine the way that this finished up, they'll probably end up being ranked third behind Lutheran High Northeast, who took the Aquinas to overtime last weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how that'll end up. I agree with that.
Well, let's go to Rich Broderson, see if we can pick up a little bit of the PA here as they award the runner-up trophy to the Sutton Mustangs. Coach Raymer and his crew just about ready to take care of that. So Sutton picking up the second runner-up trophy in the school history. And let's tell you a little bit about how it played out today in this football game. Offensively, we will start with Aquinas. Landon Stouffer had 15 carries for 113 yards and two touchdowns in this football game. And again, just kind of coming alive as the game progressed. Austin Swoboda, 15 carries, 94 yards and a touchdown. Seth Hoffman, 6 carries, 42 yards and a touchdown. Matt Jacob, 9 carries, 40 yards and a touchdown. Eric Kobza, 3 carries, 14 yards. Alex Reimers, 1 carry for 4 yards. And then on down the line to some second-teamers. But they only threw the ball twice today, 1 of 2 for 31 yards. They did adjust that after halftime. It was just a 31-yard completion, not a 49-yarder. But they did what they've been doing all year long. They ran the ball, and they ran it with a number of different backs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Stouffer does go over 1,000 yards on the season with his day. But when you look at it, I mean, they're just so balanced, and there's four guys that are going to carry the ball. And I think having that depth, Doug, we saw that in the fourth quarter, the salted away drive when Sutton had pulled within 8, and all of a sudden they bring in Hoffman, who'd only had 2 carries so far on the day. His legs are fresh, and they give it to him 4 times for 42 yards and a touchdown going down the field. I really think that's the difference, was they just so much depth and fresh legs there.
52 rushing attempts for 305 yards. The longest run was actually 21 yards, but all the top four running backs had big 20, 21, 16-yard runs. The problem was there was, as the game progressed on, a lot of 7, 8, 10-yard runs. So all 5 touchdowns came on the ground, 31 yards through the air. So a total of 336 yards of total offense today for Aquinas. As far as first downs go in the ball game, Aquinas had 18. We take a look at the punts. They only had to punt it twice for an average of 38.5. As far as the penalties of this football game for Aquinas go, neither team was too bad in the penalty situation. Only one for 15 yards in this football game on Aquinas. And receiving the football, not much talk about. Cody Kraftke had the one catch for 31 yards.
And, Doug, you talk about the penalty situation, and the one for 15 was the horse collar. All that running today, we saw 110 rushing attempts, 0 holding penalties. That really is very disciplined football.
Or they didn't call it. We'll take a look at the numbers for Sutton after this one-minute timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581.
That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Sutton Mustangs. Cole Wiseman, 30 rushes, 152 yards, and two touchdowns. Mitch Carlson, 15 carries, 61 yards. Trey Raymer, 9 carries for 34 yards. Brody Yost, 2 carries for 14 yards in the ball game. Noah Johnson, 2 carries, minus 2. Overall, rushing the ball for Sutton, they had a total of 58 rushing attempts for 259 yards and the two touchdowns. They had the long run also of 21 yards. They averaged 4.5 yards per carry. Aquinas averaged 5.9. Through the air, Wiseman, 4 of 9. He was sacked twice. He had one touchdown pass, 36 yards through the air, 259 yards on the ground. That's 295 yards of total offense and 19 first downs today in the championship game for Sutton. They had four penalties for 20 yards. They punted the ball five times for an average of 33.2. They had no turnovers. The only turnover in the game was a Sutton punt that bounced off an Aquinas player and was covered at midfield that led to the only second-half touchdown that Sutton had in this football game. You get down to some of those specific stats like third down conversions. Sutton 5 of 14. Aquinas didn't put themselves in third down very often. They were 5 of 9. Fourth down, Sutton was 3 of 4, including a touchdown. 1 of 2 on fourth down for Aquinas in this football game. The scoring started with the Sutton Mustangs going three and out and really going backwards to start their first drive after the kickoff went into the end zone. And the punt took Austin Swoboda and his team to midfield. And Aquinas marched it right down the field. A six-play, 50-yard drive at a minute 35. Swoboda from 1 yard out. Landon Stover added the extra point. It's 7-0. But then Sutton composes themselves, goes on a nice 11-play, 80-yard drive that takes 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Cole Wiseman takes it in from 4 yards out. The two-point conversion was no good. Made it 7-6. They are able to stuff Sutton a three and out on the next drive. And then that's where the tide made its first turn here today, Larry. A 15-play, 76-yard drive that took nearly 6 minutes, capped off on a fourth and goal, Cole Wiseman to Reed Stone's 6-yard touchdown pass. They make the two-point conversion, and they're up 14-7 with 8:56 to go in the half.
And it energized that Sutton team, and you could actually see the David City Aquinas contingent be a step slow. And from that minute forward, Sutton was in that game.
But then, as they did in the second half, they do it in the first half. Aquinas answers right back. Their longest drive, a 12-play, 65-yard drive that goes 4:28. The extra point kick was no good, so Sutton held on to a 14-13 lead with 4:28 to go. But they're not able to do much with the ball on their next possession. And again, after a fairly short punt and a nice return of 20 yards to take it to the Sutton 40-yard line, a 4-play, 40-yard drive that took only a minute 44, and Landon Stover took it in from 9 yards out. Then they went for two, converted that, and all of a sudden it goes from a 14-7 game to a 21-14 game in less than 4 minutes, and that is the score at halftime. Then Aquinas gets the ball to start the third quarter, a 9-play, 57-yard drive, took them 3.5 minutes, and Landon Stover punches it in from 3 yards out, and it's 28-14.
And it just changed everything. It just absolutely changed everything. And one of the things that we saw there is the wind kind of went out of Sutton's sails, and they weren't able to have that same jump in their step after that, Doug.
Well, Sutton didn't give up. The teams exchanged a couple of three and outs there, but then the Mustangs go on another long drive. How about this? It takes them 14 plays to cover 48 yards. Imagine if they'd had to go the length of the field, but it chews up 5:48. It gets them in the end zone on a Cole Wiseman 2-yard run. They cannot get the two-point conversion in. 9:09 left in the game. Sutton cuts it to 28-20, but then Aquinas goes to their big fullback, Seth Hoffman. A seven play, 72-yard drive. Hoffman had 4 carries for 44 yards on that drive. Took 2:49, and Hoffman took it in from 8 yards out. 35-20 with 6:14 to go in the game. Sutton moves the ball but cannot get back on the scoreboard, and Aquinas able to run off the last 3 minutes, two and a half and change, and that makes your final score in the 2012 C2 State Championship game, Aquinas Catholic 35 and Sutton 20. We'll have our final thoughts and wrap it up on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show in a minute.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Clay County Physical Therapy provides you with the attention you deserve and results you desire. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 402-773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to the Sutton Mustangs. The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And once again, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Our main football sponsors as well include Hastings Ford, Lincoln, T&L Irrigation, Dunham Sports. Want to thank them for their extended coverage throughout the state high school football playoffs. Four champions have been crowned. Giltner in D2, Elgin, Pope John in D1, Millard North last night in Class A, and now Aquinas Catholic here in C2. And Larry Baker, Sutton really seems finishing as the runner-up is tough. And the one thing that I always kind of get a grasp on, it takes a lot of time to take the next step. Sutton took a whole bunch of steps this year. They were to a place nobody expected them to be in the state championship game, and they really look like they're taking this pretty hard.
They are taking it hard. Trey Raymer is inconsolable. His mother's tried. His father's tried. We've seen the same thing with Cole Wiseman and many of those guys. Here's the best part about that. I think that is such a great thing. A lot of people will come and say, why are they being so hard on themselves? Ah, come on, you're a state runner-up. Not one of those kids woke up this morning hoping to go to bed tonight a state runner-up, Doug. They wanted to be a state champion. I believe this in my heart. Anything you do in your life, anything, it's my dream and I can make it as big as I want it. Don't tell me that it's okay to be second best. And the reason they're here right now when nobody thought they could is they believed they could win this thing. They didn't come on week one or two of days or this morning to get a silver medal. It was about winning a yellow medal, and it's why they'll be back next year, and it's why those kids will succeed in their life because they're not going to be beaten by the simple things.
Well, and you talk about some of we talked already about the seniors that will be leaving the program. Cole Wiseman is back. Trey Raymer is back. Noah Johnson is back. But they have to replace the line, and sometimes that is tough to do. This was not necessarily a deep football team.
At this level, you can argue, you can say tough/impossible to do. At the C2 level, that's the toughest thing is to find big bodies.
You look up and down Aquinas, plenty of seniors, but their quarterback is a sophomore. Eric Kobza will get in there as a running back. You'll see a little bit more of him, but they'll have to replace a lot of their line as well. But they got twice as many kids.
Well, and the one thing I'm saying, please, any listener, don't take this as a shot at a parochial, but they have a parochial machine. And within that parochial machine, they're going to keep churning them out. They all have players that look just the same next year.
Well, you have been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play, whether it's swimming, whether it's wrestling, whether it's boys or girls basketball. Maybe you just need some intramural gear. Maybe you just want to look good in the gear that Misco's has while you're sitting in the stands and staying warm. It's been a beautiful day for football. We'll turn it over to Randy Bushcutter and Jeff Babel if you're listening on ESPN 1460 and 1550. If you're listening on the Breeze 94.5 FM, that brings our high school fall sports season to a close, and it's been a very, very good one. We talked about all the great volleyball teams that came out a week ago and playing at the state volleyball tournament a week and a half ago, and to all the other fall sports athletes, congratulations to them. I want to thank the coaches and the athletic directors and, of
course, to the fine businesses that help make our broadcast possible. Still two more games to go on ESPN Radio. And, Larry, pleasure to be working with you this football season. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, we're done for the football season. We'll see each other this winter next to what the best playing surface, and that's a wrestling mat.
Well, Larry will also be helping me do a wrestling throughout the season, including Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships, district and state tournament as well. But for our engineers in Hastings, John, in Kearney, Grant, and for Larry Baker, this is Doug Duda saying it's been another outstanding high school football season. Thanks for riding along with us here on ESPN Radio, The Breeze, Classic Hits 98.9 and 1230 KHAS, and you can find out more online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The final score in the C2 State Championship game, Aquinas 35 and Sutton 20. Have a great day, everyone. Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us here on The Breeze and ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.